जय मृषपाल परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य అనందకోడి వైష్ణవ బృంద రామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ స్వయం సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథపురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయకి యమునమాయకి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర ప్రేమానంది శ్రీ గురు గౌరీ శ్రీల
But dharma alone is not enough. Bhakti is necessary. Arjuna had bhakti because of surrender. That Arjuna's openness to accept Krishna as the authority and to surrender, that pleased Krishna. And Krishna is saying that Arjuna is more qualified to hear Bhagavad Gita.
So there were five Pandavas, yeah, for this.
Prajjato means straightforwardness. No duplicity in Arjuna. Arjuna is a very straight person. So, and that prajjato is an important quality in spiritual life. They're always very straight about things. There's no, what do you say? I know. But that quality is necessary in spiritual life, the straightforwardness. And Arjuna had that, the word Arjuna itself means that straightforwardness. Yeah.
How do you become straightforward?
Well, when the only way you can become straightforward is not completely in our hands because of our wasanas inside. We can always get little bit deviated. But by and large, when you know that the truth is not this world, what we are dealing with, right? There's a higher truth beyond this. When we are dealing with relative truth in this world, isn't it? Relative truth is not truth. The actual truth is something different than all these things. So when you recognize that fact, then you will feel strength from that. Not to go to play for the gallery or to please the world so much, right? But try to hold on to the principles of the values behind it. So that is generally the strength behind coming from.
There's one particular video.
It's not hard. It's just you be relaxed.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah. It's hard. Everything related to spiritual life is very... if you're relaxed, it will be easier. If you try to understand too much into it, then it becomes very difficult because our mind is creating problems. The mind puts a lot of questions and start asking, is this right, is this right? That will never get anywhere. And especially that's due to our external looking nature. The more we go outwardly, you will find that the internal side becomes more difficult, internal world. That's why more, bahirdrishti. Bahirdrishti means outward looking nature. That has to go from us. Yeah, that's the difficult.
You don't understand what is internal, what is.
You don't have to understand. That just that if you shut the external world, the internal world will build up. Because it is so connected to the external world, that is why many things in spiritual life, it looks to us very foreign. It is not foreign actually. That is the real thing. Real side is the internal world. When Krishna says there in the Bhagavad Gita also you will see this in several instances mentioning this point, that why spiritual life is becoming too sophisticated is because we find that it is too subtle. That's why. Our senses interaction with the world. Krishna is saying that. Alma agrahana nirbhadam pasya vaigalpiyam mana. That one line is enough to say what Krishna wants to say. In one word, he put that. Alma agrahana nirbhadam. Till we don't know the soul inside, pasya vaigalpiyam bhema, you will always be in this illusion of this world. It's continuously confusing us every moment. That's the point. That when he said that to Uddhava, remember what we spoke yesterday. Agrahana means not knowing the Atma. Agrahana means not knowing the Atma. Atma agrahana bhavam. Because of that, pasya vaigalpiyam brahmam. This brahmam or illusion is strong in us. Everything in the world we are trying to understand, we are trying to justify. People are fighting in this world for so many years, and they say, and trying to change the world. Nobody could change this world. The world goes on its own way. So, in relationship with the world, our existence we have to know. That means, from understanding from drishyam to drukka. That means, drishyam is the outside world. Drukka is the internal world. Drukka means the person who is seeing the world. Right now, all our attention is on the drishyam. Drishyam means what you are experiencing in the world. If it moves away from towards drik, which is the internal one, the person who is seeing the world, then the problem is over. And that is taking time. That takes a lot of time to change that. Yeah.
To shut off this external world.
Yeah. Drishyam is called. It's a famous book, Drukka Drishyam Vegam. Yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati also mentions that in one of those books.
Yeah.
You will see this. Drishyam Vegam. Drukka Drishyam. Drishyam has to go. Druk is the real thing. Drishyam is not real. But for us now, Drishyam is real. Druk is not real. This is the shift.
We have to become like observer.
More, yeah. More to see and to know that what you are seeing is not the truth. Yeah. You see, our problem is that we are used to thinking like, whatever I see, whatever I hear is the only truth. Shastram says, don't trust that these two things, this and this. Right? They are not the truth. Something else is then the truth. So that is what the rishis have also, the sages in the many, many thousands of years, they have studied the human psyche and our nature. And they come to certain conclusions, and with their compassion they are telling us that don't trust this. The world is not real. If you put all your faith in this world, you are going to be disappointed one day. But due to our conditioning, in this way, it becomes more difficult. You know. Om Ajnanatimirandasyam Jnananjanashalakayam Chakshurunmilidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Shri Jaitanya Manobishtam Stabidam Yena Bhudale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadade Sobadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunathanvidam Dham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalidam Shri Vishakhanvidam Scham Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhudale Srimadhe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Prajarini Narvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadarini Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Srimade Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamini Shri Varshabhana Videvi Daidaya Krabhavdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnanam Daini Prabhave Nama
മാധുര്യോജ്വല പ്രേമാദ്യ ശ്രീരൂപാനുഗ ഭക്തിദ ശ്രീഗൗരകരുണാശക്തി വിഗ്രഹായ നമോസ്തുതേ. നമസ്തേ ഗൗരവാണി ശ്രീമൂർത്തയേ ദീനധാരിണേ രൂപാനുഗ വിരുദ്ധാപസിദ്ധാന്തദ്വന്ദഹാരിണേ. നമോ ഗൗരകിശോരായ സാക്ഷാത് വൈരാഗ്യമൂർത്തയേ വിപ്രലംബര സാംബോധേ പദാംബുജായതേ നമ. നമോ ഭക്തിവിനോദായ സച്ചിദാനന്ദനാമിനേ ഗൗരശക്തിസ്വരൂപായ രൂപനോ ഗൗരായതേ. ഗൗരാവിർഭവഭൂമേസ്തും നിർദ്ദേഷ്ട സജ്ജനപ്രിയ വൈഷ്ണവസാർവഭൗമ ശ്രീ ജഗന്നാഥായതേ നമ. വാഞ്ചകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനം ഭാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമ. നമോ മഹാവധന്യായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേമ പ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യനാമ്നേ ഗൗരതുഷേ നമ. പഞ്ചതത്വാത്മകം കൃഷ്ണം ഭക്തരൂപസ്വരൂപകം ഭക്താവതാരം ഭക്താഖ്യം നമാമി ഭക്തശാത്വയം. ഹേ കൃഷ്ണകരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗൽപദേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ. സുരതോ പങ്കോർമമം മന്ദമദേർഗതി മത്സർവസ്വ പദാം ഭോജോ രാധാ മദനമോഹനോ ദിവ്യവൃന്ദാരണ്യകൽപദ്രുമാദോ ശ്രീമന്ദരത്നാകര സിംഹാസനസ്ഥോ ശ്രീപദ്രാധാശീലഗോവിന്ദദേവോ പ്രേഷ്ടാലിഭിസേവ്യമാനോ സ്മരാമി. ശ്രീമന്രാസരസാരംഭി വംശീ വടതടസ്ഥിത കർഷൻവേണുസ്വനേർഗോപേർഗോപിനാഥാശ്രീയേസ്തുന തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം താമ്രതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധതാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി. നമോസ്തുതേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നഭാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേ ത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ. സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹദ് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ഗീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതി കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണഘോരമര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ. ശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാധ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേബീയമാനം മുദ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരതമംഗജക്കലിമലപ്രദ്വം സിന ശ്രേയസേ. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്തന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവേ വേദൈ സാമോദേർക്രമോപനിഷദേർഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഹം ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദൈവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So last time when we spoke from Bhagavadam, it was Pudana Moksham, isn't it? The story, Pudana. So, when Pudana came to see Krishna, the gopis who saw that Pudana's beautiful form, how she walked in, one gopi says to others that this is Mahalakshmi has come to see Mahavishnu. You will see that in the Bhagavadam, in the 6th chapter, in the 6th verse, amam sadam bhoja karena rupinim gopishriyam drashtum ivagadam padim. This is a statement from one gopi saying that gopishriyam drashtum ivagadam padim. Gopi is saying that this is Mahalakshmi who had come to see her husband. So she had, because Krishna has come here in Vaikuntham, Mahalakshmi felt lonely and she wanted to see her husband, and she has come here. So, now when she got here, she saw, Mahalakshmi saw that her husband is lying there like a little baby. And when she walked in, that Srishoka Brahmarshi is mentioning to us that she is not thinking that that Krishna is lying there, but Mahalakshmi wanted to, or Pudana wanted to take her now, take Krishna on the laps. But even though the intentions were not very good, as Pudana, devotees think of her highly because that is the nature of the devotees. That's the nature of the devotees. That means, if somebody is going to Krishna, whatever intention it may be, the fact that he is going to Krishna or she is going to Krishna is a qualification for that person. For that person. So, that means even if we serve Krishna, even though it may not be full of sincerity in our heart, but even like Pudana, if there is a mood to serve Krishna, but devotees consider that, pure devotees, they consider that you should respect those people, even though the intentions were not very good. That is the principle behind that. Of course, we know now that Pudana's intentions were not good. But the fact that she has gone to Krishna and she had this desire to go to Krishna, that itself is an important principle. So, Pudana went there and took the baby in the hand and put him on the lap. And so, it is almost late in the evening, in the sense that it was twilight, and at that time that Pudana walked into the house, and Pudana has taken the baby onto her lap and started looking after her, looking after the baby. So as soon as she saw the baby, she realized that this must be Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu has come like this. So because by seeing the baby, Pudana had felt, because by now Pudana has killed many babies, and when she saw this baby, an unusual attraction for that baby Pudana had, and a peculiar happiness she felt, and a smell from that body, the smell of Satchitta and Anandam, Satchidanandam smell was coming from the baby. So so she did not feel like putting the baby back on the floor, on the grounds. So, and when she smelled Krishna on his head, and she didn't want to take her, because sometimes when they cuddle the baby, they smell the head of the baby, and Pudana could not take her nose away from the smell of the baby from the forehead. So, and she kept on massaging Krishna's body. And when she kept looking at Krishna's face, She couldn't take her eyes off from Krishna. Eyes off from Krishna. What an attraction, she thought. And Pudana felt that this is my enemy, definitely, whom I have come to kill. But what do I do? The beauty of Krishna's eyes, the Krishna's beautiful face, the hair, everything has captivated Pudana so much that she kept on looking at that face for some time. And then normally Pudana used to feed her breasts directly into the, straight away into the mouth of the babies. But here, and she also was getting ready to do that, and Srisukha Brahmarshi says there, what did Krishna do at that time? If you look at the Bhagavatam, you will see what Krishna had done at that time. That says there, in the 10th verse, if you see, Tasmin stanam durjara virya mulbanam khorangamadaya shishordhada vadha gadam karabhyam bhagavan pravidyadal pranayisamam rosha samanyido pibal gadam karabhyam bhagavan pravidyadad. Is saying that that even though it was a little baby, 5 or 6 years, 6 days old, isn't it? Krishna is 6 days old by now. But with this little baby hand, when the mother feed breast to the baby, how the babies react with the hands? They pull the clothes, they pull the hands, and so many things. They want to put their hands on the face of the mother. In so many ways, they play with the mother at the same time, isn't it? So Krishna also did exactly the same thing. When Pudana wanted to feed Krishna, Krishna put his baby hand and started pulling different things from Pudana's body, Pudana's clothes. So, and he says there, while pulling like that, he says there, that pranay samam, that he knew that this whole action here, this drama between Pudana and Krishna, is very much a falsity, on the basis of a false relationship, isn't it? And Krishna thought, looking at Pudana, is there anything reality in this body? Krishna is pulling different things from the body, Pudana's body. And Krishna is thinking, Srisukha Brahmarshi is saying there, there is only one thing in this whole form right in front of me. What is the truth? The truth. What is that? The life air of Pudana. Pudana's pranan, Pudana's life, which is Krishna. As far as Krishna is concerned, the body is not real, the form is not real, the mind is not real, all her activities are not real. The only thing that's real in the whole form is only what is Krishna inside, that's her life air, pranan inside. So everything else is kapatyam. Kapatyam means it's lie. So so the only thing that is real there, in there, is Krishna's part, which is that life principle in Pudana's body, the jiva. So Krishna thought that, let that come back to me. Let that come back to me. And it is with that understanding, Krishna is sucking the breast, Pudana's breast. With this understanding, Krishna is sucking Pudana's breast. And Pudana, while Krishna was sucking the breast, got completely shattered because the way Krishna was sucking her. And that is why you will see there in that verse how Krishna was sucking that. That. Eighth verse. Vibhudyadam bhalakumarika agraham charajaralma sanimilide kshana anandamarobayadangamandakam yathoragam suptamabuddhirajjudi. Shukha Brahmashi's words. He's saying charajaralma sanimilide kshana. This particular pastime, Krishna's first pastime in this world, is Pudana Moksha. Isn't it? The first pastime of Krishna in this world is Pudana's liberation. So that's why it's a very, very important pastime from all points, from all sides. So, vibhudyadam balakumarika agraham characharalpasanimilide kshanam. So, here He says that Krishna closed his eyes. And when Krishna closed his eyes, and as soon as Pudana looked at Krishna, Krishna closed the eyes straight away. Closed the eyes, and Pudana took Krishna onto the lap and started feeding the breast to her. Only when she started feeding the breast, Pudana realized that this is not the normal situation. She felt burning sensation inside. Burning sensation inside. So, when you see, for example, a lot of ashes lying there, inside the ash there is the fire. Inside the ash, it has just burned, and only the ash you can see. But if you touch the ash, you will feel the heat because there is fire inside. Similarly, here. Suptama Rajuri says. That means just like if you see a rope lying there, you picked up the rope, you didn't realize that it was a cobra. You didn't realize it was a cobra. Similarly, and you took the rope and put it on your shoulders, but you didn't realize that it was a cobra that you have taken in. So that's exactly what has happened to Pudana. That's why in that verse you will see when he mentions there that Anandam arobayam adangam andagam yatho uragam suptama buddhi rajudi. Raju is the rope that yatho uragam suptama buddhi rajudi. Just like a rope you have taken and put it on yourself, not knowing that it was a uragam, it was a cobra. That vibhudyadam balakumariga graham charajaralpasa nimilide ekshana. Anandamarovayadangamandagam yathoragam suptamabuddhirajyudi. Mistakenly you have taken, and you could see that effect what Pudana has felt. And Krishna still kept the eyes closed. And Krishna kept his eyes closed. And Pudana is thinking, oh, doesn't know anything, he's just keeping his eyes closed and sucking the milk, isn't it? And Mistake has happened now, and that's why you will see there that Pudana looking at Krishna's face, but eyes are closed, and she's trying to take away Krishna from the breast, from sucking the milk. And normally when the babies suck the milk from the mother, they will look at different places in the body, in the mother's face, what she thinks and what she feels. It's an interesting scene to watch the babies taking the milk. So, and they take their own time while sucking the milk. Sometimes in urgency they suck and it goes into the head and becomes confusing to everybody. So, but the poison, what she has applied onto her breast, it was so powerful. So, Pudana was thinking that Krishna is going to die now, any moment. See the 10th verse, what he says there. Tasmin stanam durjara virya mulbanam ghorangamodaya shishordhadavada gadam karabhyam bhagavan prabhidhyadal pranaisamam roshasamanyidopibad. Roshasamanyidopibad. That while drinking this milk, the impression she has given was, Krishna has given was that when Krishna is sucking the milk, actually Krishna is not sucking the milk. What Krishna is sucking is the life air from inside, pranan inside. So Pudana started feeling weaker and weaker. She is feeling the whole strength has gone from the body. So she is saying to Krishna, leave me alone. She said, and trying to get Krishna out from the breast. But Krishna won't go. He's saying to her that and they started pulling each other in two directions. After some time, her requests has turned into a cry. Pudana is not saying anymore, requesting Krishna to leave her. Pudana is crying now. That is the 11th verse. You see there? In the 11th verse, what he's saying there? Sa munja unjalam idi prabhashini nishpidhyamana gila jiva marmani vivrtya netre charanau bujau muhu prasvinna gatra akshivadi rurodaha. Sa munja munja alamidi prabhashani. Munja munja means leave me alone, she's saying. Idi prabhashani nishpidhyamana gila jiva marmani. That life air is leaving this body, and vivrtya netre charanau bujau muhu. That the eyes have started going in different direction because of the pain inside. Prasvinna gatra kshipati rurodaha. That she started crying so strongly. Prasvinna gatra, the whole body is sweating and crying strongly from there. And it was at that time that she is trying very hard to get Krishna's face away from the breast, but at the same time she started pushing the baby with both the hands. But still it was not working. Krishna was not leaving. And by now, Putana's form has changed. It has become the huge, normal form of Putana. And she ran away from the palace where this was all happening inside the room. But now she ran away from the palace and Krishna is not leaving Putana. Krishna is holding on to her. And as soon as she came out, she started jerking and a big shake inside, and she fell on the ground. And when she fell with her huge body, some of the trees which were standing outside, they also fell because of the jerk what she has created. And Pudana fell there, and when she fell also, the life has still not completely left Pudana's body. So she was struggling with that. When the pranan wants to leave the body, you know, at the time of death also it happens, isn't it? That pranan wants to leave the body. At that time, there is the process of leaving the body. There is a whole description about that. That while the body, when the pranan leaves this body at the last minute, it cannot exit very freely. There's a lot of things has to happen inside this body before the exit happens. So various faculties, failure, and everything. So Pudana was trying to come out from that situation, but she couldn't. Because she was trying to get up, she'll fall in this way. And in that process, many of the trees have also fallen. And finally she fell down, leaving the body there. So that is what he's saying here, that in that process, like a cyclone, she has disturbed the whole nature. And Krishna is still on her chest. And when Krishna is lying on her chest, she has a huge body, and Krishna is lying on her chest. And by now, Krishna is lying there, and the movement of Pudana's body has stopped. That means Pudana died, and the breathing has completely stopped. By now, all the gopis have arrived there. You can imagine, Yashoda and Rohini is in the house. They have seen all this what's happening. They couldn't believe themselves. Yashoda collapsed. Yashoda Devi collapsed straight away. So, and seeing Yashoda's condition and seeing what has happened to Krishna and what has happened to Yashoda, Rohini also collapsed. Both of them collapsed. When they both collapsed, other gopis who have seen that, because they are all next to each other, houses, gopis have noticed this arrival of this Putana. And suddenly what happened inside the house, gopis always kept an eye on everything. So when the gopis saw this happening, they all came inside the house to see what was going on. So Sri Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here that they, how they dealt with the situation. If you look at that verse 18. Balam jatasya murasi kridandamagudo bhayam gopyasturnam samabhetya jagarho jadasam brahmaha. Gopis have felt a fear, at the same time a shock to themselves. Samabhetya jagarho jadasam brahmaha. A shock as well as a fear in them. Yashoda Rohini Bhyamdam Samam Balasya Sarvada Rekshambita Didre Samyak Gopucha Brahmana Dibhi. Gopuchya Brahmanadibi. So, Krishna, Shukha Brahmashi is saying here, they saw Krishna lying on top of the Putana's body. All of them jumped onto the top of her body, and they themselves don't know how they managed to pick up Krishna from the chest, from Putana's chest, and brought Krishna down. And did the gopis not get frightened seeing Putana's body? By seeing that her eyes and her frightening form, everything. No, they didn't. They didn't. Because they were not looking at Putana. They were only looking at Krishna. They were not looking at Putana. They were looking at Krishna. Agado bhayam balam. That and all their eyes were focused on that baby, Krishna alone. Therefore, that gopis were only seeing Krishna, not Putana's body. Therefore, they never felt frightened about it. That as soon as they brought from there and handed over, Yashoda is still lying there in a partially unconscious state. And when they brought the baby back and put on Yashoda's lap, even though she is sitting in a shocked state, Yashoda got life back when Krishna came back. So, Yashoda knows that she is partially unconscious and she wants to come out of that unconsciousness, a half unconscious state, and she took the baby onto her lap and all the ladies, because they knew to find out what's the condition with the baby. If the mother feeds the breast milk to the baby, and if the baby is sucking the milk, then you can say that the baby is okay. But if he is not sucking the milk, then it is a cause of concern to all the women there. So when Yashoda started giving the milk to the babies, to Krishna, and when Krishna started sucking the milk, all the gopis and Rohini and Yashoda all felt peaceful. Because they understood that nothing has gone wrong with Krishna. Because they didn't know what Putana has done to this baby. But when Krishna started, so that was why they were all very particular, that if Krishna starts sucking the milk, then it means that nothing is wrong with Krishna. Look at the concern gopis had from day one. The this relationship with Krishna and gopis started from the day of appearance, and it carried on till the moment Krishna left Vrindavanam. They have forgotten about their own home, their own families, their own children, but they had that relationship with Krishna. That is why. So they started saying to Yashoda, Yashoda, don't get worried about anything. Everything is normal. And then on that particular day, gopis, in their own way, wanted to do some rituals to purify Krishna from the attack what Krishna had from this demoness or Putana. So this is the gopis' way of purificatory processes. That's what you read in the Bhagavatam. Gopis' purificatory processes. Gopuchya Brahmanadibi. They bring a small calf, a little calf inside, and with the tail of the calf, they move around the baby for protection. This is that simple villagers, how they had their own system. When somebody get frightened, how to come out of that fearful situation. They have certain rituals which they have developed, whatever that may be. And this is one of them. Gopuchya Brahmanadibi. Bringing the calf closer, and with the tail of the calf, you circumambulate around the baby, protecting the baby from all fear conditions. And that gopi's attraction to Krishna and gopi's feeling for Krishna, you can see in those verses there. So other gopis help Yashoda Devi to tie her hair, and other gopis, by now a group of gopis have assembled there, And they were telling each other that they were very particular about their cleanliness and all. So some gopis were saying, I am much more cleaner. I wash my feet and everything. I am cleaner. And let me chant the holy names to protect Krishna. Chanting Krishna's holy names to protect Krishna. That's what is the most interesting thing in the Bhagavatam. You will see there that Gopya Samsprishta Salilam, 21st verse. Gopya Samsprishta Salilam Angeshu Karayo Prithak Nyasyan Atmanyada Balasya Bijanya Samaguru Vadam Avyajadongrimanimam Savajanya Dhotram Yajnocchila Kadidaram Jadaram Hayasya Hril Keshavastudram Ishaganastu Kandham Vishnur Bhujam Ukamurukramam Ishwarakam Chakragrada Sahagado Harirastu Paschal Tualparshayodhunurasi Mahuduha Jagascha Koneshu Shankamurugai Ubaryubendra Starsha Chitau Haladhara Purusha Samanda. So this is there, the gopis' system of purification and freeing Krishna from the fear. After all, it's a baby, 5 or 6 years old. Maybe he got frightened seeing Putana. So the villagers have their own way, various ways of removing the impact of the association with Putana. Or if Putana has frightened the baby, let the effect of that goes away from Krishna's body. Saying this, the gopis are doing all these kind of ceremonies to help Krishna. So he says, there they asked, they said, and touching the different parts of Krishna's body, they were chanting different holy names. It is from that we have got these names when we put the tilak on. Keshavaya Nama, Narayanaya Nama, all the other names also. Madhavaya Nama, Govindaya Nama, Vishnavaya Nama, Madhusudanaya Nama, Trivikramaya Nama, Vamanaya Nama, Sridharaya Nama, Hrishikeshaya Nama. The same names you can see there. Padmanabhaya Nama, Damodaraya Nama, Vasudevaya Nama. All the different holy names, it is those gopis who chanting the different names of Krishna and touching Krishna's body at different places, like the way we put the tilak on. In the same way, for protecting Krishna, they chanted Krishna's different names to protect him. They didn't know who Krishna was. That is the interesting side of it. That gopis chanted holy names like this. When Krishna was a baby, Yashoda Devi, not knowing who Krishna is, used to say to Krishna to chant the holy name every day. And Yashoda Devi says to Krishna, chant the holy name Narayana, he says. So when Yashoda Devi said that to Krishna, Krishna felt shy to chant, and he used to smile at that time. Yashoda Devi did not understand why he was smiling, asking somebody to chant his own name to protect himself. So it was all interesting at that time, this relationship with the gopis that happened in Vrindavanam, in Gokulam at that time. And you will see there in the same thing when this incident, when this gopis have spoken about this. Bhuvana Mangala Namabhirevate. Melpatur says to Krishna, Bhuvana Mangala Namabhirevate. Yuvadibir Bahuda Kridarakshana. These young govis, for your protection, they chanted your holy names, which is auspicious for the whole world. Bhuvana Mangala Namabhirevate. Yuvadibir Bahuda Kridarakshana. The young gopis in Gokulam, they chanted your holy names, which is auspicious for the whole world, but to protect you. They have chanted this. Tomai. So this is the relationship gopis had with Krishna. So that means using your holy names, to bring auspiciousness for you. They chanted, they praying that, they chanted the holy name. Using Krishna's holy names for the welfare of Krishna, gopis within their heart, they chanted your holy names. So, that is the, this is called bhakti. That bhakti in the gopis. Gopis' concern was, nothing should happen to Krishna. See that attachment in their heart? That gopis always felt, nothing should happen to Krishna. So, he says, Narada Maharshi says here, in, if you look into this bhakti of the gopis, which was there from the very beginning, using this, Sri Narada Maharshi mentions this in the Bhakti Sutra. When he talks about bhakti, instead of defining bhakti, what bhakti means, he is saying there, yadha vraja gobiganam, like the gobis in Gokulam, in Vrajam. Yadha vraja gobiganam. This is how Sri Narada Maharshi mentions about bhakti in the Bhakti Sutra. In the Bhakti Sutra. That gopis did not do this for their own babies. They didn't do that. And none of these things, chanting the holy names, or touching the body and chanting the names, or circumambulating with the tail of the calf, none of those things, what's mentioned here. But they were more concerned about Krishna's protection more than their own babies. This relationship with Krishna and the gopis, it started from the very day one, from there. So, only for Yashoda's baby, all these things have happened. In other words, their understanding was that everything, for Krishna, everything should be okay. With us, it doesn't matter. Even things goes bad with us, it doesn't matter. That means from first day itself, gopis have felt this need to be protective of Krishna, looking after Krishna, and that attachment from that day kept growing. From that day, it kept growing. So that is why one important thing what you have to notice here. They didn't feel the same thing for their own children, their own family members, anybody, or even for themselves. But everything should be okay, the best for Krishna. If Krishna gets frightened, gopis felt uneasy about that. So with this Pudana Moksham story, Pudana's pastimes with Pudana, what is showed to us is that these gopis, they were already had a very close relationship with Krishna, and they couldn't afford to, or they couldn't tolerate anything if something inauspicious happens to Krishna. So, so this is the difference. This is gopis bhakti. What is the difference in gopis bhakti and our bhakti? Our bhakti is that we are doing all these things in spiritual life. What do I get from that? Is it not? Gopis bhakti is from day one, Krishna should be happy. No matter what happens to us, it doesn't matter. Gopi didn't take it very seriously. What happened to their own children, their own family, their own life. But nothing should happen to Krishna. So this relationship with Krishna is different than in the ordinary life what we have with Krishna. In our life, why Krishna is doing this to me? Why am I suffering like this? Why Krishna is not looking after me? It's always me, me, me. Isn't it? In Gopi's relationship, it's always Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Not about themselves. So this is the importance of this bhakti, gopis vraja bhakti. From early days itself, gopis attitude is like this. What to talk about at a later date. From the very early days, if this was gopis attitude towards Krishna, you can imagine that these gopis, how elevated they were from the very beginning of their life in this world, from the life in this world. So, that is why. That's the only thing that was in their head all the time, thinking about Krishna. And that is why Sri Narada Maharshi mentions this in the Bhakti Sutram. How he puts it is, Tal Sukha Sukhitvam. In other words, he is saying there that Tal Sukha Sukhitvam, that gopis are happy if Krishna is happy. That's the first thing. If Krishna is happy, gopis are happy. Tal Sukha Sukhitvam. Otherwise, they were not happy, no matter what happens in this world. So that prema bhavam, that feeling for Krishna has been there with the gopis from the first day itself. So that is why it's saying here. You will see in the Bhagavatam, this one aspect of gopis mentions there in the 46th chapter, in the 10th canto. Sri Shuka Brahmashi saw this particular feature of gopis' love for Krishna. That's why if you look in the 46th chapter, you will see mentions there in the 4th verse. Ta manmanaska malprana madarte tekta dehigaha mameva deidam preshta altmanam manasagadaha ye tekta lokharmascha madarte tan vibharmyaham. When Uddhava was going to Vrindavanam, when Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavanam to see the gopis, to pacify them, ta manmanaska malprana madarte tekta daihigaha. 24 hours, the only thoughts they had in their mind was about Krishna. Gopis had only one thing to think about, that was Krishna. Malprana madarte tekta daihiga. For our own, their own, for Krishna's benefit, because the priority over everything else was Krishna, as far as gopis are concerned. Tekta daihigaha. Their own bodily needs were not important. And that's why I said, ta manmanaska malpana madarte tekta daihigaha. Then, mameva daidam preshta altmanam manasagadaha ye tekta loka dharmascha madarte tan vibharmyaham. So, gopis were willing to sacrifice everything in this world for Krishna's happiness right from the early days itself. So, and Krishna also decided that way. If this is their attitude towards me, then Krishna also decided from that day that everything should be for the sake of the gopis. Ye tyakta loka dharmascha madartem tyakta daihigaha mameva daidam prashtam altmanam. Krishna also decided from that day. Now, gopis who are caring for me with such a care, with such a seriousness and attachment, I will take care of them from now on. Krishna has thought like this. And Sri Shuka Brahmarshi is mentioning that in the Bhagavatam. Krishna Shuka Brahmarshi is saying to Parikshit that that pure love what the gopis have exhibited. You can see at such an early days, in sixth day, you are talking about sixth day, Krishna's in this world. Gopis have concerned about Krishna, concerned for Krishna. Even at that time, not concerned about their members, family members or babies or parents or anybody, but concern for Krishna was there from that day onwards. And Krishna was completely affected by their love, affected by their love for him. And if you look at all the pastimes from now onwards, you can see this, that Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit, all I can say is that it's all very surprising to see this special relationship between Krishna and the gopis. And so, when gopis chanted all the different holy names, touching the this, why these pastimes are mentioned here, is to show to us that gopis had already a relationship with Krishna from very early days. The moment they have seen Krishna, first day, on the Nandotsavam day, when they have seen Krishna, from that day onwards, gopis have built up this relationship with Krishna. From that day onwards, they were all the time absorbed in Krishna. So, so by the time gopis finished chanting the holy names for Krishna's protection, everything, Nanda Maharaj arrived there. these things what is spoken in the Bhagavatam, we may think, why is it so important, isn't it? This is important for the gopis. For them, Krishna's protection and Krishna's love for Krishna was such that anything happens to Krishna, they were hurt. They were very affected. And they couldn't see Rohini and Yashoda suffering by any reason. And when they found that Yashoda and Rohini is in difficulty, they felt the difficulty. When, due to Krishna, Yashoda and Rohini were in difficulties, gopis felt the difficulty. Such was their love for Krishna. That's what you find in these verses. So, by now, Nanda Maharaj has arrived there. So, all the cowherd boys and the gopis, they went up to Nanda Maharaj and started narrating everything, whatever each one of them felt, what happened. And and all the wonderful things, surprising things that happened, how Putana came, how Krishna, Putana took Krishna on the lap and tried to breastfeed Krishna, and then Krishna didn't leave Putana, and Putana changed her form, came outside, all the trees fell, all kinds of things. They started talking to Nanda Maharaj, the way how they experienced that. So those who have seen the whole thing, they spoke to Nanda Maharaj. Those who have not seen, they were also talking to Nanda Maharaj. Altogether, Nanda Maharaj was perplexed with everything. This is the first incident happening. Nanda Maharaj didn't expect all these things to happen. Only thing is, when he left Vasudev, Vasudev told him that you should go back to Vrajam as quickly as possible because I am seeing a lot of bad omen. So if you are there, it will be good for the baby. Otherwise, it could be disastrous. So Nanda Maharaj rushed back from Mathura to Vrajam. So when he came back, this was the scene in Vrajam. Nanda Maharaj could not understand anything. But only thing what came to his head was, Vasudeva has told me like this, and it looks that it has come correctly. And at least he was happy that nothing has happened to Krishna. Nothing has happened to Krishna. So that very night, they cut Pudana's body into pieces, into small pieces, and burned the body. And burned the body. You will see that mentioned there. Pudana Moksham 33. Kalebharam Parashubhishchitva 33. Kalebharam Parashubhishchitva Tate Vrajaugasa Dure Kshiptva Vayavasho Nyadahan Kashta Dishthidam. That they cut the body with the axe, cut them into pieces, and they wanted to burn that body. Burn that body. And they burned that body. It is at that time that from that body a fresh, nice smell comes from that body. You will see in the verse mentioned there, also in the 34th verse. Dahyamanasya dehasya dumascha agada agaru saurabham uthita Krishna nirbhukta sabadhyahada papmana. That agaru is like a sandalwood, another material where from when you burn that, a good smell comes from that. Dahyamanasya dehasya. When they were burning Pudana's body, dumascha agaru saurabham. The smoke that comes from that body has the smell of agaru. Uthita Krishna nirbhukta sabadhyahada papmana. That was a special mercy Krishna has given to Putana. Krishna has given to Putana. Why? Shubramashi mentions there that because Putana has touched Krishna's body. See there in the 37th verse. Padbhyam bhakta hridisthabhyam vandhyabhyam logavandidai angam yasya samakramya bhagavan abhivadstanam. Bhagavan Abhivadstanam. That Krishna decided, Padbhyam Bhakta Hridisthabhyam Vanyabhyam Logavandidehi Angam Yasya Samakramya Bhagavan Abhivadstanam. Because Putana has taken Krishna, Angasangam. Angasangam means by touching Krishna's body, and Bhagavan Abhivadstanam. Krishna has sucked Putana's breast. Due to that Angasangam. Angasangam means touching the body of Pudana with Krishna's body. Therefore, this Pudana's body got so purified that when the body was burned, the smoke that came from that body had the smell of this incense-like smell, Agaru smell, says there, like that. So, because Pudana was able to touch Krishna's body, and that Satta Chitta Ananda Saurabhyam, this smell that came is Sachidanandam, Satta Chitta Ananda. Only a spiritual body will have a smell like that. Only that smell of a spiritual body came from there. Sachidananda Saurabhyam. That Krishna has decided. So, then Shukha Brahmarshi is asking a question to us. What's that question? Pudana has come to kill Krishna, isn't it? And to that Pudana, Krishna is given this position of liberation, liberated from this material life. Sachidanandam, and if this smell has given to that body, is there any doubt that whether she will be liberated or not? Whether she will be liberated or not? So, and that is why he says here, you can see that in the verse 36, Shukha Brahmarshi is asking this question to us. That, saying, Kim punya shraddhaya bhaktya krishnaya paramalpane yachan priyadamam kimnu rektasthan madharo yathaha. That Pudana came to Krishna yachan priyadamam kimnu bhakta rektastho rektasthan madharo yatha. Like a mother she came, even though intention was to kill, but like a mother wanted to breastfeed Krishna. If somebody who came to Krishna with such an attitude, the fact that she had come to Krishna, that's more important. And then she tried to feed Krishna and look after and kill, intention was wrong, but served her like a mother, served Krishna like a mother. Yachan priyadamam kimnu bhaktastan madharo yada. If it is like that, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying, kim puna shraddhaya bhaktya krishnaya paramalpane. Those who are serving Krishna, knowing Him as the super soul of everybody. Kim puna shraddhaya bhaktya. And those who are serving Krishna with bhakti, bhaktya krishnaya paramalpane, that yachan priyadamam kimnu bhaktyastan madharo yada. Is there any need to discuss about that? What will happen to those who are attached to Krishna and serving Him in this way? So, he is telling him this. Said, if Pudana, who has come to kill Krishna, to her body Krishna has given this Sachidanandam smell, the smell of Satya Chitta and Anandam, that what to talk about those gopis who are giving butter and milk and all kinds possible ways how they looked after Krishna. What will happen to them? Is there any necessity to discuss about it? This is Shukha Brahmarshi's question to us. Pudana, who had come with a very evil intention, but tried to breastfeed like a mother to Krishna. And even to Pudana, Krishna offered this indication of her liberation is in that burning of that body. While body was burning, the smell that came from that body is the smell of a spiritual body's feeling. Satya Chitta and Anandam. The presence of Satya Chitta and Anandam already was felt in Pudana's body. Even in that Pudana's gross body got that smell back. God's smell has come from that body. Is there any question? Shukha Brahmarshi is asking us. Is there any question? Two things. You don't have to have any doubt about Pudana's liberation is concerned. Because this is a very strong indication that Krishna has not taken. For Krishna, Pudana, Yashoda is the same, no difference. Krishna is concerned, is not seeing the body like us. We are seeing Yashoda is friend, Pudana is enemy. From Krishna's eyes, Pudana is not enemy. Yashoda is not friend either. This relationship we have to understand between Krishna and the devotees. In demons and devotees, we are categorizing them as demons and devotees. Krishna is not categorizing them as demons and devotees. For Krishna, in everyone, He is only seeing his part who is inside us. Even while sucking the life out of Pudana, Krishna is saying the only thing that is somewhat tasty in the whole body is me, who is present inside Pudana. Everything else is gross matter. It's no taste, Krishna says. So the same thing, even while killing Pudana also, that because Pudana's attitude was right, that she had this, even though intentions were wrong, that she had decided to look after Krishna and feed her like a mother, that was sufficient for Krishna to say that you also go back to spiritual world. This one particular incident in the Bhagavadam has hit Sugar Brahmashi very strongly. That is why in the third canto you will find this. When Sugar Brahmashi mentions about Uddhava says this, that why Sugar Brahmashi was attracted to Srimad Bhagavadam is one of these is this incident. Aho Bhagiyam Stana Kalakodam Jigamsaya Paya Adapya Sadhvi Lebhega Dindratri Ujidam Kudanyo Kamvadayalam Sharanam Brajema. Who else will do this? Sugar Brahmashi is saying there. Aho Bhagiyam. Bhagiyam means that Pudana, Bhagasura's sister, she is. So Bhagi. Bhaga and Bhagi. Bhaga is become later. Aho Bhagiyam Stana Kalakodam with her breast covered with the Kalakoda poison. Poisonous breast. She wanted to feed Krishna. Jighamsaya paye adapya sadhvi. She came with this intention like a sadhvi, wanted to feed baby Krishna and kill him. That was the intention. Lebhe gadim. And Krishna decided, that's alright. You come to me with your ideas. But because you have come to me like a mother, lebhe egadim dhatri. Dhatri means to nurse me. Like a mother, you had come to look after me and care for me. Therefore, ujidam kudonyo kamva dayalam sharanam brajema. And therefore, you deserve the best. Krishna says to Pudana, you also go back to the spiritual world. The same position what Yashoda has in the spiritual world, Krishna has offered Pudana also in the spiritual world. For Krishna, there is no distinction in these things. Lebhe gadim dhatri ujidam kudonyo kamva dayalum sharanam brajema. Who else will show this mercy, compassion to somebody the way Krishna has shown? Sugar Brahmashi is asking there. And this has moved Sugar Brahmashi. That is why he mentions there. So, Sugar Brahmashi's point is, if here, what he is trying to tell us is, that if Pudana came there, breast covered with Kalakuta poison to feed Krishna and kill him. And if this is what Krishna in return given to Pudana, what about those gopis who fed Krishna with butter and milk and everything what Krishna has asked for, whatever they could offer to him, and looked after Krishna with such a love and affection? Is there any question what will happen to them? Is there any need to discuss about it? This is what Sugar Brahmashi is saying to us. To tell us that gopi is very, 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 very elevated position. That gopi's love for Krishna is difficult to discuss that. From to start a love like this, relationship with Krishna from the very beginning, which lasted for the whole lifetime with them. And that relationship, this is, of course, we have to remember that gopis had this, what we see the pastimes in this world, how many lifetimes, Sugar Brahmashi says, how many lifetimes they must have executed Krishna consciousness prior to this life. Otherwise this was not possible. They were specially invited by Krishna during this appearance. They are Upanishads personified. These gopis are not ordinary people. Personified Vedas, personified Upanishads they are. Shruti Chari, it's mentioned. You will see this in the Shruti Gita. They are glorifying Krishna in the spiritual world. So, personified form of those Upanishads are the gopis. Great, great sages and rishis who wanted to associate with Ramachandra in the past times with Ramachandra, they were given an opportunity to come as gopis. So, rishicharis, shrutichharis. So, great rishis, great sages, and these great Upanishads personified, Upanishad Sundari they are called. Upanishad, beautiful, personified forms of the Upanishads. All Upanishads are personified forms. So, personified Upanishad forms are the gopis. Like these great personalities, it's no surprise at all that they were given this opportunity. So here, Shobhramashi is saying there that, my dear Parikshit, I can't tell you what Krishna is going to offer them because I don't have the words for that. And you can see this, that in the beginning of the Bhagavatam also, in the second canto, that's where you should go back to know this. If you look into the second canto, in the first chapter, there's a statement about Shukha Brahmarshi. It says here that first chapter in the second canto, ninth verse, it says, Parinishthidobi Nargunyam Uttamashloka Leelaya Grihita Cheda Rajarshi Akhyanam Yathathithavan. Parinishthidobi Nargunyam Uttamashloka Leelaya Grihita Cheda Rajarshi Akhyanam Yathathithavan. Generally, Shukha Brahmarshi is in the Nirvikalpam state, isn't it? Parinishthidobi Nargunyam, Nirgunam Brahmam, Brahmam realized state all the time. Shukha Brahmarshi is always in the Brahman realized state. Before reading Srimad Bhagavatam, in that Nirvikalpam state, Parinishthidobi Nargunyam. But then what happened? Uttama Shloka Leelaya means Krishna's these pastimes. After hearing these pastimes of Krishna, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying to his disciples also that why don't you enjoy these pastimes of Krishna? Why don't you enjoy these pastimes of Krishna? So in that Parinishthidobi Nargunyam, in that Nirguna Brahmam realized state, Parinishthidobi Nargunyam, in that Nirguna Brahmam realized state, Nirguna Brahmam realized state, Brahma Sakshalkaram or Brahmam realized state, even then he got attracted by the Uttama Shloka Leelaya of the Leela or the attractive pastimes of Krishna. And practically what Bhagavatam is saying is that these pastimes of Krishna actually woke up Shukha Brahmarshi from his samadhi state, from his samasi state. So, that's why it's sent here that it is at that time this particular verse what has affected Shukha Brahmarshi, this particular pastime of Pudana Moksham. And who was in the Nirvikalpa Samadhi state, that means Aham Brahmasmi state, this verse, Aho Bhagiyam Stana Kalakodam Jigam Seya Paye Adapya Sadvi Lebhe Gadim Dhatri Ujidam Kudonyo Kambadayalam Sharanam Brajema. That means Putana, who had come to kill Krishna, even though dressed up like a mother and tried to cheat Krishna and tried to show love and affection towards that Krishna, but with bad intentions inside. And to that Pudana was given the same position as Yashoda in the spiritual world. Who else will do this? Shobhramashi is saying here. And this, if this is the position Krishna has given to Pudana, then this mercy, what Krishna has shown to Pudana, where else has she shown this? In which other situation Krishna has shown such a mercy? Not only that, this verse, when Shukha Brahmarshi heard this verse from Vedavyas, that it hit him very hard inside, and tears came from Shukha Brahmarshi's eyes. And she is mentioned here, Parikshidobi Nargunyam Uttama Shloka Leelaya. Up to that point, Shukha Brahmarshi was enjoying that Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. That is what that verse is saying, the second canto verse. Parinishthidobi Nirgunyam. Parinishtha means situated in the Nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma means Brahman without any attributes. Nirguna Brahman. That means untouched by the three modes of material nature. Now what we have to realize here is this. This Nirguna Brahman Dhyanam, it is only possible for highly elevated and realized persons. It is for them, not for people like us. We can only read about it. We don't even know what that means, isn't it? Parinishthinobhi nargunyam uttama shloka leelaya. Shukabrahmarshi can do that. Vedavyasa Maharshi can have that. Or great, great souls like Janaka and Ashtavakra and many great rishis, they go into this state. Which one? Parinishthinobhi nargunyam. Nirguna Brahmam avastha. Nirguna Brahma dhyanam. Nirguna Brahma means Brahmam untouched by the three modes of material nature. That means, first of all, we have to come out of material nature, modes of nature. And that state of dhyanam, meditations of Brahmam, in that state is called Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. So, Parinishthitobhi Nirgunyam Uttama Shloka Leelaya. And here, he is saying there, Shukha Brahmarshi always used to think that this Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam is the highest realization beyond the three modes of material nature. But here, when he heard this particular pastime with Pudana and Krishna, he says there that he could not resist himself. He got completely pulled by the beauty of Krishna and that relationship of Krishna with the devotees. It was an impact on Shukha Brahmarshi at that point. And you will see two verses in the Bhagavadam which particularly refer to this. One is in relationship with the Krishna's playing flute in Vrindavanam. Varhavidam Nadavaravabu Karnayo Karnigaram. That beautiful form of Krishna. And another verse in the Bhagavadam is this sixth chapter, Pudana Moksham story, where this relationship with Pudana and Krishna. These two verses, Uddhava says to Vidura, has completely affected Shukha Brahmarshi, that Shukha Brahmarshi has taken Bhagavadam seriously because of these two verses. That is how we find in the Bhagavadam. Vedavyasa Maharshi, when he spoke Srimad Bhagavadam, the reason for speaking Srimad Bhagavadam to Shukha Brahmarshi, that from his Nirguna, always, Shukha Brahmarshi is in the Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam state. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam means that Parinishthitobhi Nargunyam Uttama Shloka Leelaya. Parinishthitobhi Nargunyam. That always situated. We can't even imagine this state. It is impossible because those who are under the three modes of material nature, they will never know what is outside the material nature means, isn't it? The three modes, Satunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam, is present in all of us to different degrees. But to imagine a state when you are free from the three modes of material nature, we can't imagine that at the moment because we are inside the three modes. Those who have gone beyond the three modes of material nature, Satunam, Rajogunam and Tamogunam, when they are absorbed in the meditation of the Brahman, that is what is called Parinishthitobhi Nargunyam, that they are established and situated in that state, like Shukha Brahmarshi, like Vedavyasa Maharshi, like Vasishtha, or like you can say Janaka, King Janaka, and great personalities like that. Only they could have that. It is not accessible to ordinary people. But even them, particularly Shukha Brahmarshi there, when Vedavyasa Maharshi sang Bhagavadam to Shukha Brahmarshi, this particular pastime of Pudana with Krishna, and seeing that Krishna's compassion to what he has shown to Pudana, without caring that even though Pudana has come to kill him, Krishna has given him the position of Yashoda in the spiritual world for Pudana. That is why Shukha Brahmarshi is asking this question to us. Who else will show this? Such a compassion to a personality like Pudana who has come to kill him but offered the same position as his mother, own mother in the spiritual world. So, and it says here that when Vedavyasa Maharshi recited these verses, Shukha Brahmarshi woke up from his meditation, from his Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam, Parinishtalobi Nargunyam, and fell at Vedavyasa Maharshi's feet, Grihita Chedaha, that please recite those verses, what you have spoken, and instruct, asked Vedavyasa Maharshi to instruct Shukha Brahmarshi on the in the matter of this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. And based on that request from Shukha Brahmarshi, Vedavyas spoke Bhagavatam to him. That is why Shukha Brahmarshi is saying to Parikshit that this Pudana Moksham story, Pudana's liberation, and all the other, from now on, all the childhood pastimes has affected me considerably, he says. Has affected me considerably. And so, therefore, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here to Parikshit Maharaj that what can I say about this baby, he says, about Krishna. He says, what can I say? What he has shown at that time, and he gave, if you look at this chapter in that, in the sixth verse, in the sixth chapter, the last verse, if you look what he has to say. Yaedal, this is a special benediction from Shukha Brahmarshi to those who are hearing this Pudanamoksham story. What does he say? He says, Yaedal Pudanamoksham Krishnasyarbhagamalbhudam Shrinuyashardhaya Martyo Govinde Labhade Ratim. By hearing this Pudanamoksham story, Yaedal Pudanamoksham Krishnasyarbhagam albhudam. This is the first pastime in this world, childhood pastimes, Krishna's childhood pastimes, the first one, which is most amazing for everybody, not only Shukha Brahmarshi, but for all the Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, because this is their first experience of Krishna here. Krishnasyarbhagam albhudam. If you hear this, Shrinuya Shraddhaya Martyo with Shraddha. If you hear this, Govinde Labhade Radim. What is the benefit? Benefit is that you will develop Rati. Rati means attachment for Krishna. Govinde Labhade Radim. So, this is the benefit of hearing the story of Pudana's liberation. Govinde Labhade Radim. Rati means, it's a special word indicating to us it is beyond our ordinary love or attachment. Rati means a stage in life which is excessive attachment where you cannot separate yourself from that. You will see in the Bhagavatam this word used by Uddhava also. While Uddhava was leaving Krishna, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Namaste istu Mahayogin Prapannam Anishadhimam Yatha Tva Charanam Bhoje Rati Syal Anabhayini Rati. There also Uddhava uses the word Rati. So Rati means that kind of attachment, from there you will never be again separated. No more separation after that. Rati Syal Anabhayini. That kind of attachment to Krishna that you are never separated again. So that is the benefit of this Pudana Moksham. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here, it will develop that Govinde Labhade Radim. So that is why you mentioned that. If you look into that chapter again, that in the verse 39, Payamsi Yasam Abhival Putrasnehastudanyalam Bhagavan Devagi Putra Kaivalya Dhyagila Pradaha. Bhagavan Devagi Putra Kaivalya Dhyagila Pradaha. He says there that Kaivalyam or liberation Krishna gives freely to many, many devotees. Krishna has given liberation to many. Kaivalya Dhyagila Pradaha. That he has given to many, many people. But to develop Radhi, to get bhakti is more difficult. To get bhakti is more difficult. And by hearing about this pastime, what will happen is the devotee will get attached to Krishna. And Rati will develop inside. And that's all we can say. So, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi, even Sri Shuka Brahmarshi, even Sri Shuka Brahmarshi is affected by Krishna's childhood pastimes. Krishna's childhood pastimes. And he's finding it difficult how to continue with the childhood pastimes. And so that is why the beauty of the Balalila. Balalila's speciality is this, that it actually pulls everyone closer to Krishna. So, so now, from this, and based on the questions from Parikshit, Shuka Brahmarshi is going to start continuing talking about further with the different childhood pastimes. Childhood pastimes. So, that is what it is there. So, let's read through the next two chapters. These 6, 7, 8, that's all the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So, let's read through those verses.
Shri Rajo Vaja Yena Yena Vadarena Bhagavan Haririshwara Karodi Karnaramyani Manojnani Jana Prabho Yashrunado Paitredru Vidrishna Satudam Satum Jashudyata Jirena Pumsa Bhaktir Harodat Purusheja Sakhyam Tadevaharam Vadamanyase Chen Adha Nyadavi Krishna Stedoga Jirenamal Budam Manusham Logamasadya Tajadi Manirunthada Shri Shuka Vaja Kadaja Uthani Gaudugaplave Janmarksha Yoga Samaveda Yoshidam Vaditraida Dvijamandrava Jagai Chagara Suno Apishajanam Sati Nandasya Bhatni Kradama Jana Digam Vipray Krada Sustainam Subujidai Annadyavasa Sragadishta Denubi Samjada Nidrakshamati Ashishayachanai Uthani Gaulsikyamana Manaswini Samagadan Pujayadi Vrajogasa Naiva Ashranodeta Didam Sudasyasa Rudan Sanarti Charana Udakshivan Atashayana Seshishorana Ulpaga Pravala Dungri Hadam Pivartada Vidvasta Nanare Sakupya Bhajanam Vityasta Chakraksha Vibhinaku Baram Drishtva Yashoda Pramukha Vrajastriya Authani Ge Karmaniya Samagadaha Nandadeshchal Buddha Darshana Agula Katham Swayam Vai Shakadam Vibharyagad Ujare Vyavasidamadin Goban Gobishchabalaga Rudadanena Badena Kshiptamedin Samshaya Nate Shraddhadire Goba Bhalabhashidamityuda Aprameyam Balam Tasya Balagasya Nate Vidu Rudandam Sudamada Yashoda Grihashangida Kratasustenam Viprai Suktai Stanam Apayayad Puruval Stavidam Gober Bilibi Sabarichadam Vipra Hutuarchayan Chakru The Dekshada Kusham Bhubi E Asuyan Radavam Bhesha Himsamana Vivarjidaha Natesham Satyashilanam Ashisho Vibhala Kritaha Idi Balagamadaya Samagya Juriba Krade Jalei Pavitaushadibi Abhishechadi Jotamehi Vajayitva Sustainam Nandagoba Samahida Hutva Chagnim Dujadibhya Pradadanam Mahagunam Gava Sarvaguno Peda Vasasragrukma Malini Atmaja Abhyudayarthaya Prada Tejanu Yunjada Vipra Mandravido Yukta Stairya Prokta Stata Ashisha Ta Nishpala Bhavishendi Nakada Jidabispudam Ekadaro Hamarudham Lalayandi Sudam Sati Gerimanam Shishor Vodham Nasehe Girikudavad Bhuma Unidhayadam Gobi Vismida Bharabidida Mahapurushamadadyo Jagada Masa Karmasu Daityo Namna Tranavarta Kamsabratya Pranodida Chakravada Surubena Jahara Asinam Arbhagam Gogulam Sarvamavrunun Mushnam Shamchum Shire Nubhi Irayan Sumahakhoram Shabdena Pradisho Disha Muhurtam Ahavad Goshtam Rajasa Tamasa Amrudam Sudam Yashodana Pashya Tasmin Yastavadi Yatam Napashyan Kaschana Almanam Param Jabi Mohida തൃണാവർത്തന സൃഷ്ടാമി ശർക്കരാവിരുപദ്രുതാഹം ഇതീഖരപവന ചക്രവാംസു വർഷേ സുതപദവീമവലാവിലക്ഷ്യമാത അതികരുണമനുസ്മരന്ദശോജൽ ഭൂവിപതിത മൃതവത്സഖാ യഥാഗൗ രുദിതമനുനിശമ്മയത്തത്ര ഗോപ്യോ ഭൃശമനുതപ്തതിയോ അശ്രുപൂർണമുഖ്യാം രുരുദു ഉപലഭ്യനന്ദസൂനം പവന ഉപാരദാം പവന ഉപാരദമാം സുവർഷവേഗേ തൃണാവർത്താശാന്തരയോ വാത്യാരൂപതരോ ഹരൻ കൃഷ്ണം നഭോഗതം ഗന്ധം നാശക്നോ ഭൂരിഭാരഭൃത് തമശ്മാനം മന്യമാനം ആത്മനോ ഗുരുമത്തയാ ഗളേ ഗൃഹീതമുത്സൃഷ്ടം നാശക്നോത് അത്ഭുതാർഭകം ഗളഗ്രഹണ നിശ്ചേഷ്ടോ ദൈത്യോ നിർഗതലോചന അവ്യക്താരാവോ ന്യാപ്നിപതൽ സഹബാലോ വിസുർവ്രജേ തം അന്തരീക്ഷാത്പതിതം ശിലായാം വിശീർണ സർവാവയവം കരാളം പുരം യഥാ രുദ്രശരേണ വിദ്ധം സ്ത്രീയോ രുദത്യോ ദുദൃശു സമേതാം പ്രാദായ മാത്രേ പ്രഹൃത്യ വിസ്മിത കൃഷ്ണം ജതസ്യോ രസിലംബമാനം തം സ്വസ്തിമന്ദം പുരുഷാദനീതം വിഹായ സാ മൃത്യുമുഖാത് പ്രമുക്തം ഗോപ്യാശ്ച ഗോപാകില നന്ദമുഖ്യ ലബ്ധ്വാ പുനഃ പ്രാപുരതീവ മോദം അഹോപദാത്യദ്ഭുതമേഷ രക്ഷസ ബാല്യോ നിവൃത്തിം ഗമിതോഭ്യഗാത് പുനഃ ഹിംസ്രസ്വഭാവേന വിഹിംസിതാ ഖല സാധു സമത്വേന ഭയാത് വിമുച്യതേ കിം നസ്തപശ്ചീർണമതോക്ഷജാർച്ചനം പൂർത്തിഷ്ടദത്തം മൃതഭൂതസൗഹൃദം യൽ സംപരേത പുനരേവ ബാലകോ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സബന്ധുൻ പ്രണയന്നുപസ്ഥിതാം ദൃഷ്ടാത്ഭുതാനീ ബഹുശോ നന്ദഗോപോ ബൃഹദ്വനി വസുദേവ വചോ ഭൂയോ മാനയാമാസ വിസ്മിതാഹം ഏകാർഭകമാദായ സ്വാംഗമാരോപ്യ ഭാമിനി പ്രശ്നുതം പായയാമാസ സ്ഥനം സ്നേഹപരിപ്ലുതാഹം പീതപ്രായസ്യ ജനനീ സാ തസ്യ രുചിരസ്മിതം മുഖം ലാളയതി രാജൻ ജൃംഭദോ ദൃശേമിതം ഖം രോദസീ ജ്യോതിരനീകമാശാം ആശാ സൂര്യേന്ദുവന്യേ ശ്വസനാംബുദീശ്ച ദ്വീപാന്നഗാം സ്തുദ്വിഹിത വനാനി ഭൂതാനി യാനി സ്ഥിര ജംഗമാനി സാ വീക്ഷ വിശ്വം സഹസ രാജൻ സംജാതവേ പതു സമ്മീല്യ മൃഗശാഭാക്ഷി നേത്രേ ആസീൽ സുവിസ്മിതാഹ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ തൃണാവർത്തമോക്ഷോ നാമ സപ്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ ശ്രീ ശുക ഉവാച ഗർഗപുരോഹിതോ രാജന്യദൂനാം സമഹാതവ വ്രജം ജഗാമനന്ദസ്യ വസുദേവ പ്രചോദിത തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ പരമപ്രീത പ്രത്യുത്ഥായ കൃതാഞ്ജലി ആ നിർച്ചാദോക്ഷജമതിയാം പ്രണിപാത പുരസ്സരം സൂപവിഷ്ടം കൃതാതിഥ്യം ഗിരാ സൂനൃതയാമുനിം നന്ദയിത്വാബ്രവീത് ബ്രഹ്മൻ പൂർണ്ണസ്യ കരവാമകിം മഹദ്വിചലനം നൃണാം ഗൃഹീണാം ദീനചേതസാം നിശ്രേയസായ ഭഗവൻ കൽപ്പതേ നാന്യഥാ ക്വചിൽ ജ്യോതിഷാമയനം സാക്ഷ്യാദിത ജ്ഞാനമതീന്ദ്രിയം പ്രണീതം ഭവതായേന പുമാൻ വേദപരാവരം തും ഹി ബ്രഹ്മവിദാം ശ്രേഷ്ഠ സംസ്കാരാൻ കർത്തുമർഹസി ബാലയോരനയോർനൃണാം ജന്മനാ ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ഗുരു ഗർഗ ഉവാച യദൂനാം മഹമാചാര്യം ഖ്യാതശ്ച ഭുവി സർവദാ സുതം മയാ സംസ്കൃതം ദേ മന്യതേ ദേവകീ സുതം കംസാ പാപമതീ സൗഖ്യം തവ ചാനകദുന്ദുഭേ ദേവഖ്യാം അഷ്ടമോ ഗർഭാവ ന സ്ത്രീ ഭവിതുമർഹതി ഇതി സഞ്ചിന്തയൻ ശ്രുത്വാ ദേവഖ്യാം ദാരികാവച അഭിഹന്താഗതാശങ്കസ്തർഹിതന്നൂനയോ ഭവേത് നന്ദോവാച അലക്ഷിതോസ്മിൻ രഹസി മാമൈകരപി ഗോവ്രജേ കുരു ദ്വിജാതി സംസ്കാരം സ്വസ്തി വാചന പൂർവകം ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഏവം സംപ്രാർത്ഥിതോ വിപ്രോ സംപ്രാർത്ഥിതോ വിപ്ര സ്വചികീർഷതമേവതൽ ചകാര നാമകരണം ഗൂഢോ രഹസി ഭാലയോ ശ്രീ ഗർഗോവാച അയം ഹിരോഹിനോ പുത്രോ രമയൻ സുഹൃതോ ഗുണൈ ആഖ്യാസിതേ രാമൈതി ബലാദിക്യാത് ബലം വിദു യദുനാമ പൃഥക്ഭാവാ സംഘർഷം ഷന്ദിത ആസൻ വർണ്ണാശ്രയോ ഹ്യുസ്യാഗൃണതോ ന്യുഗം തനു ശുക്ലോ രക്തസ്ഥതാഭീതമിദാനിം കൃഷ്ണതാം ഗദ പ്രാഗയം വസുദേവസ്യ കുചിജ്ജാതസ്തവാത്മജ വസുദേവമിതി ശ്രീമാൻ അഭിജ്ഞാ സംപ്രചക്ഷതേ ബഹൂനി സന്ധി നാമാനി രൂപാണി ച സുദസ്യതേ ഗുണകർമാണി രൂപാണി താന്യഹം വേദനോ ജന ഏഷവശ്രയമാധാസ്യത് ഗോപഗോകുലനന്ദന അനേന സർവദുർഗാണി യൂയമഞ്ജസ്തരിഷ്യത പുരാനേന വ്രജപദേ സാധവോ ദസ്യപീഡിതാഃ അരാജകേ ലക്ഷ്യമാണോ ജിഗ്യുർദസ്യൻ സമേധിതാഃ യ ഏതസ്മിൻ മഹാഭാഗപ്രീതിം കുർവന്തി മാനവ നാരയോഭിഭവന്തി നൻ വിഷ്ണുപക്ഷാ ഇവാസുരാഃ തസ്മാൽ നന്ദാത്മജേ നന്ദാത്മജോയം ദേ നാരായണ സമോ ഗുണേ ശ്രിയാ കീർത്യനുഭാവേന ഗോപായസ്വ സമാഹിതാഃ ഇത്യാത്മാനം സമാദിശ്യ ഗർഗേജ സ്വഗ്രഹം ഗതേ നന്ദ പ്രമിതിതോ മേനി ആത്മാനം പൂർണമേ പൂർണമാശിഷാം കാലേന വ്രജതൽപേന ഗോകുലീ രാമകേശവോ ജാനുഭ്യം സഹമാണേഭ്യം രംഗമാണോ വിജഹ്രതോ താവംഗ്രിയുഗ്മോനി കൃഷ്യ സരീസ്രബന്ധൗ ഘോഷപ്രഘോഷരുചിരം വ്രജകർദമേഷു തന്നാദകൃഷ്ടമനസാന്മനുസൃത്യ ലോകം മുഗ്ധപ്രീത പ്രഭീതവതുവേ ഉപേയ ദുരന്തി മാത്രോ തന്മാതരോ നിജസുതോ ഘണയാ സ്നുവന്ദ്യോ പങ്കാംഗരാഗരുചിരാ ഉപഗുഹ്യ ദോർഭ്യാം ദത്വാസ്തനം പ്രവിപദോ സ്മുഖം നിരീക്ഷ്യ മുഗ്ധസ്മിതാൽപദശനം യയതു പ്രമോദം യർഹ്യങ്കനാദർശനീയ കുമാരലീല അന്തർവ്രജേ തദബല പ്രഗൃഹീത പുച്ഛൈഃ വത്സൈരിതസ്തത ഉഭാവനു കൃഷ്യമാണോ പ്രോക്ഷന്ദമുജ്ജിത ഗൃഹാ ജഹൃഷുർഹസന്ധ്യാഃ ശൃംഗ്യ അഗ്നി ദംഷ്ട്യസി ജല ദ്വിജകണ്ടകേഭ്യോ കേഭ്യ ക്രീഡാ പരാവധി ജലോ സുസുതോ നിഷേധും ഗുഹ്ഗൃഹ്യാണി കർത്തും വിയത്ര സജ്ജനന്യോ ശേഖാതമാപുദുരലം മനസോനവസ്ഥാം കാലീനാൽപേന രാജർഷേ രാമകൃഷ്ണശ്ച ഗോകുലേ അകൃഷ്ടജാന വിപ്പൽഭിർ ബിജമക്രതുരഞ്ജസ തതസ്തു ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണോ വയസേ വ്രജബാലകൈ സഹ രാമോ വ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം ശുക്രീഡേ ജനയന്മുദം കൃഷ്ണസ്യ ഗോപ്യോരുചിരം വീക്ഷ്യ കൗമാരചാബലം ശൃണുത്യാഖില തന്മാതു ഇതിഹോജു സമാഗത വത്സൻ മുഞ്ചൻ കുജിത സമയേ ക്രോശ സഞ്ജാത ഹാസ സ്തേയം സ്വാദത്തതിഭയ കൽപ്പിതൈ സ്തേയയോഗൈ മർക്കാൻ ഭോക്ഷ്യൻ വിജതസ് ജയൽ നാതിദാണ്ഡ്യം വിനത്തി ദ്രിവ്യാലാപേ സഗൃഹുപിതോ യാ ഉപക്രോശ്യതോവാൻ ഹസ്തഗ്രാഹ്യരജയതിവിധം പീഡകോലുകലാധ്യേ ഛിദ്രം അന്തർനിഹിത വൈനാം ശിഖ്യഭാണ്ഡേഷു തദ്വിൽ ദ്വാന്താകാരേ ധൃതമണിഗണം സ്വാംഗമർത്ഥ പ്രദീപം കാലേ ഗോപ്യോയർഹി ഗൃഹകൃത്യേഷു സുവ്യഗ്രചിതാഃ ഏവം ദാർഷ്ട്യാനാദി അശതി ഗുരുദേ മോഹനാദീനി വാസ്തോ സ്തേയോപായർവിരചിതകൃതി സുപ്രതീകോ യഥാസ്തേ ഇത്തം സ്ത്രീഭീ സഭയനയനം ശ്രീമുഖാലോകിനീഭിർ വ്യാഖ്യാതാർത്ഥേ പ്രഹസിതമുഖി നഹ്യുപാലബ്ധുമൈച്ചൽ ഏകദാ ക്രീഡമാനാസ്തേ രാമാഭ്യം ഗോപദാരക കൃഷ്ണോമൃതം ഭക്ഷിതവാനിതിമത്രേ നിവേദയൻ സാ ഗൃഹീത്വാ കരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഉപാലഭ്യഹിതൈഷിണി യശോദ ഭയസംഭ്രാന്ത പ്രേഷണാക്ഷമ ഭാഷത കസ്മാൻമൃതമദാന്താത്മൻ ഭവാൻ ഭക്ഷിതവാനഹ വദന്തി താവഗാഹ്യതേ കുമാരാസ്തേ അഗ്രജോപ്യേം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ഉവാച നാഹം ഭക്ഷിതവാനം സർവേ മിഥ്യാവിശംസിന യതി സത്യഗിരസ്തർഹി സമക്ഷം പശ്യമേ മുഖം യദ്ദേവം തർഹി വ്യാദേഹി ഇത്യുക്ത സ ഭഗവാൻ ഹരി വ്യാദത്യാവഹദൈശ്വര്യ ക്രീഡാ മനുജബാലക സാ തത്ര ദൃശേ വിശ്വം ജഗൽസ്ഥാശ്നുജഖം ദിശ സാ ദ്വിദീപാബ്ധി ഭൂഗോളം സവായ അഗ്നീന്ദു താരകം ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്രം ജലം തേജോ നഭസ്വാൻ വിയദേവയ വൈകാരികാണിന്ദ്രിയാണി മനോമാത്രാ ഗുണാശ്രയാം ഏതദ്വിചിത്രം സഹ ജീവകാല സ്വഭാവകർമാശയലിംഗഭേദം സൂനോ സ്ഥനോ വീക്ഷത ദാരിദേ സ്യാസ്യേ വ്രജം സഹാത്മാന അവാപശങ്കാം കിം സ്വപ്നമേതദ്വതദേവമായ കിം വാ മദീയോ ബദബുദ്ധിമോഹ അഥോ അമുഷ്യേവ മമാർഭകസ്യ യകശ്ചന ഉൽപ്പത്തിയം ആത്മയോഗ അഥോ യഥാവന്ന വിതർക്കഗോചരം ചേതോ വനം കർമ്മവചോഭിരഞ്ജസ യദാശ്രയം യേന യത പ്രതീയതേ സുദുർവിഭാവ്യം പ്രണതാസ്മി തൽപദം അഹം മമാസോ പരിരേഷമേ സുതോ പ്രജേശ്വരസ്യാഖിലവിതപാ സതീ ഗോപ്യശ്ച ഗോപാ സഹ ഗോധനാശ്ച മേ യന്മായ ഏതം കുമതി സമേഗതി ഇത്തം വിദിത തത്വായം ഗോപികായം സൈശ്വര വൈഷ്ണവീം യദനോന്മായം പുത്രസ്നേഹമയീം വിഭു സദ്യോ നഷ്ടസ്മൃതിർഗോപി സാരോപ്യാരോഹമാത്മജം പ്രവൃദ്ധസ്നേഹകളിലം ഹൃദയാസീദ്യതാ പുരാം ത്രയാ ചോപനിഷദ്ഭിശ്ച സാംഖ്യയോഗൈശ്ച സാത്വതൈ ഉപഗീയമാന മഹാത്മ്യം ഹരിം സാമന്യതാത്മജം ശ്രീരാജോവാച നന്ദക്കിമകരോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ശ്രേയമേവ മഹോദയം യശോദാച മഹാഭാഗ പാപൌ യസ്യ സ്തനം ഹരി പിതരൌ ധാന്യവിന്ദേദാം കൃഷ്ണോദാരാർബഹേഹിതം ഗായന്തിതാപികവയോ യല്ലോകശമലാപഹം ശ്രീശുഗോവാചാം ദ്രോണോ വസൂനാം പ്രവരോ ധരയാ സഹ ഭാര്യയ കരിഷ്യമാണമാദേശാൻ ബ്രഹ്മണസ്തമുവാച ജാതയോർണോ മഹാത്മേ മഹാദേവേ ഭൂവി വിശേഷരോ വിശേശ്വരേ ഹരോ ഭക്തിസ്യാൽ പരമാലോകേ യാഞ്ചോ ദുർഗതിം ധരേൽ അസ്തിത്യുക്തി സമഹാ ഭഗവാൻ വ്രജേ ദ്രോണോ മഹായശ യജ്ഞേനന്ദമിതി ഖ്യാതോ യശോദാസാധരാ ഭവത് തതോ ഭക്തിർഭഗവതീ പുത്രീഭൂതേ ജനാർദ്ദനെ ദമ്പത്യോരിതരാമാസീൽ ഗോപഗോപീഷു ഭാരത കൃഷ്ണോ ബ്രഹ്മണമാദേശം സത്യം കർത്തും വ്രജേ വിഭു സഹ രാമോ വസംശക്രേ തേഷാം പ്രീതിം സ്വലീലയ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ വിശ്വരൂപദർശനേ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
So Parikshit Maharaj asked to Sri Shukha Brahmarshi that to give him a very detailed review of all Krishna's childhood pastimes. Parikshit wanted to hear everything in detail of the childhood pastimes. So it is at that time the first childhood pastime, Pudana's liberation, was spoken. Balalila's, the first Balalila is this Pudana Moksha. And when he heard that, you will see, after hearing this Pudana Moksha story, how Parikshit reacted to that. We look at the Bhagavatam, you will see there that in the 7th chapter itself, Parikshit is saying to, first verse itself, just by hearing Pudana's pastime, we wouldn't understand it like the way Parikshit heard that. Pudana Moksham's importance in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, this particular chapter, particularly this Balalila, itself is great devotees have spoken for months and months because of their importance, Krishna's Balalila, Krishna's childhood. But when Parikshit heard this first one, Balalila, or the first Balalila, which is Pudana Moksham, Parikshit is saying, Yena Yena Avadarena Bhagavan Harireshwara Karodi Karna Ramyani Manojnani Chatna Prabho Karodi Karnaramyani Manojnani Chatna Prabho. He says there, only Krishna's pastimes alone, what he says? Karnaramyani. Karnaramyani. Karodi Karnaramyani Manojnani. Nothing else is more sweet and taste-wise over everything else. Karodi Karnaramyani for the ears. Ears want to hear only Krishna's childhood pastimes. Tadeva haram tadamanya seva. See, second verse also. Yashrunodo peitir vidrishna sattvam jashudya tajirena pumsa bhaktir harotal purusheja sakhyam tadeva haram vadamanya sechal. Tadeva haram vadamanya sechal. What he's saying is that Bhaktir Harau Tat Purusheja Sakhyam Tadeva Haram Vadamanya Sechal. Tadeva Haram Vadamanya Sechal. Every senses in us, all different senses, the five senses of knowledge and the five senses of action, in order that the senses have to become pure to a perfectional stage, it has to become engaged in Krishna. All the senses. Only then it will become purified. It will become purified. That is why these childhood pastimes, those who have heard again and again and again, eventually will realize how important purification is within oneself. That purification, what happens by continuously hearing this 10th canto, particularly this 10th canto, and that too in the 10th canto, particularly the childhood pastimes, Balalila. So, any senses, you can only say if it has become perfect, only when it is purified by hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes. So for the gopis also, these childhood pastimes is their necklace or the jewelry what they wore in their neck and the jewelry in their ears. For both for the heart as well as for the ears, it is the childhood pastimes that was their decoration for the ears as well as for the heart. So, and that is why Parishad Maharaj is saying there that these childhood pastimes, which are for the gopis, the pastimes are there. The, for the ear, that is a decoration. For the heart, that's a decoration. So, talk to me about these childhood pastimes again. Parishad Maharaj is asking them. At that time, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here that in no other incarnation, Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam, even Ramachandra, childhood pastimes are not there. You can ask the question, when Ramachandra was a baby, he must have also had the similar pastimes like Krishna, isn't it? Childhood pastimes. But unlike in Krishna's pastimes, Ramachandra's pastimes is not spoken so explicitly in the Ramayanam. In the Ramayanam, it's not spoken so explicitly like the way it's spoken in the Bhagavatam about Krishna. So, unlike, of course, fish incarnation, what childhood pastime can you have? And kurmam, fish, kurmam also, tortoise, and then boar, varaham. All, when you read Bhagavatam, you will see, there's not much of a childhood pastimes in any of those. Narasimha Murthy, if you say about childhood pastimes, there was nothing to talk about it. The appearance itself was with a roar. So, in all other incarnations, major incarnations, there is no reference to childhood pastimes. Not even in Ramachandra's childhood. Just like the way Yashoda Devi had interacted with Krishna, Kausalya Devi also must have interacted with Ramachandra. Isn't it? Must have happened. But there is not a lot of things mentioned about Kausalya Devi's pastimes with Ramachandra in his childhood, as much as it's mentioned like this in the Bhagavatam with Krishna. So, particularly, in order to attract Parikshit Maharaj, this Balalila was specifically spoken to attract Parikshit to Krishna to the maximum and to give that pleasure to Parikshit who was leaving the body. And Krishna has organized it that way. That is why these childhood pastimes were spoken elaborately in the Bhagavatam. All these chapters, 6, 7, 8, continuously, incident after incident, everything, Shukha Brahmarshi is talking from the Samadhi state. Whatever that's coming up inside Shukha Brahmarshi, that's what's coming out. It's not that he is speaking in a pre-planned way with the notes and everything. He's sitting there. And in the Samadhi state, whatever he had coming up inside in that Samadhi state, that's what is coming out here. So, while Krishna was in the Vaikuntham, that Krishna felt that no living entities are coming back. Why? That due to their so many living entities, they are absorbed in this Maya in one way or the other. And Krishna felt compassion for them, that they have not been given an opportunity to come back to the spiritual world again. So, and therefore Krishna has taken this particular form and come here. Bilvamangalam mentions this. If you look into the verses there, Bilvamangalam's in the second canto. Why Krishna came in this way, in this particular form. Avadara sandhu anye, 84th verse. Sarasija nayanasya sarvado badraham. Krishna danya kova prabhavadi go gobha gobigam yuktehi.
അവതാരോ സന്ധ്വന്യേ സരസിജനയനസ്യ സർവദോപദ്രാഹം കൃഷ്ണാധന്യഗോവ പ്രഭവതി കോ ഗോപഗോപികാമുക്തേഹി ഗോ ഗോപഗോപികാമുക്തേഹി ടു ടേക്ക് അവേ ഓൾ ദി കൗസ് ദ കൗഹേർഡ് ബോയ്സ് ദ ഗോപീസ് എവ്രിബഡി ടു ലിബറേറ്റ് ദം കൃഷ്ണ ഓഫേർഡ് ദീസ് ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് പാസ് ടൈംസ് ഫോർ ദം ദാൻ മീൻസ് ഗോപീസ് കൗഹേർഡ് ബോയ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദി കൗസ് ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം that therefore this particular from fish incarnation or tortoise incarnation or with any other incarnations that this perfection in the past times didn't happen like the way it happened in Krishnavataram. So Krishna felt that, and in order to clear that imperfection in Krishnavataram, Krishna decided to bring this childhood pastime specifically. All incarnations are wonderful, but this Krishnavataram is particularly interesting because the gopis, the cowherd boys, and the cows, all of them, irrespective of who they are, they all were given an opportunity to participate in that leela. Narasimham incarnation, if you take, who had the opportunity to participate in that leela? Except great demigods or Brahma and Lord Shiva and other great personalities from the higher planetary systems. They had the opportunity to participate. Ordinary people didn't have any participation. Similarly, if you take fish incarnation, only the king Satyavrata had the opportunity to participate from this world. Varaha incarnation, who had the opportunity to participate? Swayambhu Manu, when he was looking for the planet, Lord Brahma and Varaha and Hiranyaksha, they participated in that leela. Nobody else, is it not? Similarly, all incarnations, if you look, you will find ordinary people didn't have an opportunity to participate. Even when Ramachandra came here, the main participants in Ramachandra's leela was the vanaras, isn't it? The monkeys, they had the participation in Ramachandra's leela. But to bring it down to the ordinary people's level, like the way cowherd boys, gopis and the cows, even the cows, to that extent, they all had a participation in Krishna's leela. And Krishna felt that these living entities in this world, they even do not know what distress means. What distress means, isn't it? So, Krishna's form is Sachidanandam. Anandam, bliss is his form. So, the important thing is that our difficulty is, even though we live in the material world, still we feel happy here. This is the problem. Because when you feel happy in the material circumstances, it's very difficult to understand what transcendental life means, spiritual life means. So, to make us aware of that, these childhood pastimes is an indication of that. Krishna is showing to us, in his association, all these great devotees, like the cowherd boys, cowherd men, the gopis, and the cows, all of them felt that blissful life spiritual life in Krishna's association. And the word itself, Krishna, the word itself is that it became another word to indicate bliss. And that was the main intention of this particular appearance, Krishna Avataram. Therefore, it is called as Paripurnatamam. Paripurnatamam means complete in all aspects. Complete in aspects. So, even if you take away everything else, that Anandam means that bliss, what was experienced. For example, that Anandabhav, that blissful nature, particularly as a child, what Krishna has shown to them, to Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, and the gopis. And then as a husband to all the main wives of Krishna, 16,108 wives, to all of them,
as a husband, what love Krishna has taught them. And then as a friend, Krishna, so many friends he had. To them, that relationship with them, like in the case of Pandavas, that relationship with the Pandavas, Suhrat Bhavam, in other words, whichever it may be, if finding bliss and happiness in all these things, that is what Krishna has promised in this particular appearance, in this particular appearance. So that is why, along with these childhood pastimes, Krishna is going to show to the world, look, if you associate with me, it is bliss all the time. It is bliss all the time. So that happiness that was permeating through the childhood pastimes, Balalila, that, and so many people will enjoy this Balalila and they will come back to Krishna through this Balalila, through the childhood pastimes. And Krishna was conscious of this fact while performing these pastimes in Vrindavanam. That is why in Vrindavanam and Brajam. That is why particularly you find there that Sri Shukha Brahmarshi has spent a lot of time in the 7 days to talk about the whole of 10th canto is about roughly 4,000 verses. Whole of 10th canto. So out of the 18,000 verses, 4,000 verses of the 10th canto referring to Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. And again you can see a major part of that is going towards the pastimes in Vrindavanam. Pastimes in Vrindavanam. So, Parikshit says to Parikshit that these stories this is another interesting aspect of this. Time has no effect on Krishna, isn't it? Time affects us. We are affected by time. Krishna is not affected by time. Because Krishna is not affected by time, Krishna's activities are also not affected by time. That we won't understand, because those who are under the clutches of time, kalam, desham, time and space, Maya's two tools, is it not? Kalam and desham, time and space. Those who are under the influence of time and space will not understand what is that experience outside time and space. What Parikshit Maharaj is, Shobhramashi is mentioning here is that Krishna's pastimes normally does not have any influence of time on them. Normally, Krishna's pastimes has no, time has no influence on them. But, but Krishna is allowed here in the Bhagavatam and in this world while performing this pastime for the time also to serve him. That is the reason when these pastimes are spoken, it appears as though Krishna is growing and day by day this happened and with the growth Krishna's mood has changed. It is spoken in a way as though like an ordinary child is growing up. Isn't it? But who is time? Krishna is the time. Time personified is Krishna. So, normally time has no influence on Krishna because Krishna controls the time. Who controls the time? Krishna controls the time. That Sudarshana disk in the hand, the rotation of that disk is the rotation of the time. It's the rotation of the time. In the Bhagavatam it mentions in the 12th canto, Sudarshana disk is time. Time is the Sudarshanam. That when we talk about time, we are all subjected to time and the effect of time. And till the Sudarshanam stops, the time keeps going for us. We experience time in our life all the time. But and normally, Sudarshanam has no influence on Krishna's pastimes either. It goes on. That's why we say Krishna's pastimes goes on eternally in the spiritual world. Unlike here. It's eternal in the spiritual world. Why do we say that? Because there is no influence of time in the spiritual world. So, in the of course, it's difficult to understand in our present state what that all means. But still, here you can see in the story when it's spoken in the Bhagavatam, it says 6 months are over, 3 months are over, he's 1 year old, like this. So, time has normally no effect on Krishna. But Krishna has allowed time to come. Because Krishna has given the permission for the time to come and serve him. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, it is spoken like this. Otherwise, time has no control over Krishna. Krishna is beyond time and space. Time and space is those who are under the influence of the modes of nature. So, therefore, when the stories, now you can see from now on, when the stories are spoken, it is spoken like this. He was 3 months old, he was 6 months old, he was a year old, in this way. So, he says here, therefore he is saying here that Shubramashi is saying to Parikshit, it's impossible for me to speak everything because it goes on eternally. Where do I stop? This is his problem. Shubramashi's problem is, he's finding it difficult to stop. It's coming one after the other and it is unlimited. It goes on forever. So to stop that is difficult, he's saying here. But how am I going to finish this, he said. If I have to stop it, it's not possible. But therefore, Krishna has allowed the time personified to influence, to affect everything, and therefore, this reference to time here. So, what we are finding in the Bhagavatam is a few scenes from that childhood pastimes. Few of them, which has come up in his mind, in his vision at that time. That is what it is spoken here. So, some particular scenes, what has come in his thoughts. That's what you will find here. So, fourth verse. Kadajidauthanika kautuka plave janmarkshayoge samavedayoshidam vaditragida dujamandra vachake chagara sunor abhishejanam sati. Abhishejanam sati. That. What is this thing? Kadajit authaniga kautuga plave. Authaniga means that when the baby is lying like this on the back, when they turn the first day, they try a lot, isn't it, to turn. So that was say all the gopis and Yashoda Devi and others, they are watching this. And they are feeling, they are all looking at Krishna. Krishna's first time turning. And so, generally they have Janmarcha Yogam Samaveda Yoshidam. Normally they have for the 28th day, 56th day, different ceremonies performed. So, when their birthday is computed, it's computed like this. The first birthday is considered to be the third birthday. So, 28th day, 56th day, it's all called birthday. 28th day is a birthday. 56th day is a birthday. And similarly, it is the third birthday, which is the, that means a year after the Janmashtami. So, Authaniya Kauduga Plave. Authaniya Kauduga Plave means, this Uthanam. Uthanam means, this turning upside down, and that fun that comes from that. Authaniya Kauduga Plave. That is how Shubramashi mentions there. What is that? It is Krishna is struggling hard to turn the other way. So, because that is the first moment for the baby, isn't it? When he starts turning, the mother feels very happy the first time seeing that. And they were all looking at Krishna's struggling hard to turn. Authaniya Kauduga Plave. That everyone was excited about this. That poor village people, gopis, seeing this incident of Krishna trying to turn from one side to the other. Vilumangalam noticed this. Vilumangalam says, be careful, he says. Because inside that belly is the whole creation. If the whole creation will turn upside down. That's how Vilumangalam says that in the Karnamrutam. He says there. So that's what he's saying there, that it was Autanika Viplavam. Autanika Aplave. Autanika Kauduga Aplave. That is that. Kaudugam. That means that fun that they were having with that. And they were looking at Krishna's eyes. They were looking at Krishna's face. When the babies struggle, you should, if you look at them, when they turn, you'll find all sorts of interesting facial expressions in them. And the beauty of the cheeks, Krishna's cheeks, or Krishna's smile, and the effort he is putting into turn upside down, this way. So, and the way Krishna was moving his hands to hold on to something to turn, and at the same time, the legs were not cooperating with the body. The whole thing is a drama, isn't it? Krida Manusha Balaka. He says, Krida Manusha. He has to act like us. That's the more difficult thing. For us, it's not difficult. It's given. For him, he has to act like us. That's the difficulty. So, everyone has come to see this particular day. So, and the whole house is full of gopis, busy with this incident. So, one day, Krishna smiled, and that created a lot of uproar in the whole house. You can imagine that. And another day, Krishna looked at a gopi, and then gopi says to everybody else, Krishna is looking at me, not at you. This way it happens. So, when this came up, you will see this. That this particular relationship with gopis and Krishna, how it was building up day after the other. Kadabi janmarchadine tava prabho nimanridajnyadhavyadhimahi sura mahanasastvam savidho nidhayasa mahanasadho vavrade vrajeshwari. It is at that day in the gopis discussing each other. A group of gopis came and they stood around Krishna. And they are talking to each other. What do they say? Aho kumaro mai datta drishti. Aho kumaro mai datta drishti smrudam kradam maam pradivalsagena ehehi maamit yubasara pani toisha kim kim nakradam vadhubhi. About the gopis, a reference to that, saying there. One gopi saying to another gopi, look, give him to me, because he is looking at me, he wants to come to me. One gopi is saying that. Because he is looking at me, that's a proof. So the other gopi is saying, no, he doesn't want to come to me because he's smiling at me. Smidam kradam maam pradival sagena. In this way, among the gopis, there was a competition to hold Krishna. Who should hold him? This was the main issue there. So, they were talking to each other and Krishna was carried from one gopi's hands to another gopi's hands. Aho kumaro mai datta drishti sanyam kradam maam pradivalsagenam ehehi maamit upasaryapani. So every gopi was putting a claim to have Krishna to hold. So there was a lots of gopis there. So Krishna was moved from the hands of one gopi to another gopi. Ehehi maamit upasaryapani. Then toisha kinkim na kradem vadhubi. Melpatur asked Krishna, was this not done deliberately to make them all get attracted to you? Did you not do that? Krishna said, we'll discuss that later. He left it like that. So, in many of these childhood pastimes, you will notice, it's so personal between Krishna and the gopis, that gopis were attracted to Krishna and they have left their children at home and had come here. And they were competing each other to hold Krishna in their hands. And every gopi felt that she has a relationship with Krishna. Every gopi felt that. And that is how Krishna related with the gopis. To each and every gopi, Krishna had a special relationship with them. So, aho kumaro, mai datta drishti. Look at this. He is looking at me. No, he is not looking at you. He is looking at me. Sanyam kradamam. Aho smidam kradamam pradival sagena. Other gopi says, no, she may be looking at you, but she is smiling at me. Smitam kradamam pradivalsagena. Ehehi mama tipasara pani. In this way, they were talking to each other about that, about relationship with. Ehehi mama tipasara pani. Then he says, Toyi the kingim na kradam vadhubi. What all things have you done that day with the gopis? What all have you been doing with the gopis that day? He said. So, in this way, gopis were there, and so many remembrances to gopis about Krishna's childhood, which they never forgot in their life, that remained with them for the rest of their life. You will see gopis talking about this even when Krishna was in Mathura. Later on, even when Balaram came to Vrindavanam to see the gopis at one instance, gopis remembered this all these days, what they spent with Krishna as a baby. They are mentioning this. So, that is why it is. Women were coming, gopis were coming there to take Krishna, and some of them were trying to hold Krishna as long as they could. And Krishna was also trying to go back to the floor and turn upside down. Vilumangalam is saying there that, be careful, he says to Krishna. When you are turning this upside down, all the whole planetary systems will turn upside down. It's all inside this, isn't it? So, and please remember that, he says, in your baby belly, the whole universe is packaged inside. That's why, he says, Machiga Pada Ghadena. There is a verse like that. So, sometimes, if a fly comes and sits on Krishna's belly, Krishna said the line, that the whole planetary systems started shaking. Vilumangalam says this. So, and if whenever Krishna moved, the whole planetary system moved. Vilumangalam's explanation of all these things, he says here, because who is standing here? Who keeps the whole planetary systems inside? Not one universe, millions of universes inside. And you can't say that it is broken, he says. If it breaks, what will happen? Vilumangalam has so many nice way of saying like this. So he is saying to Krishna, be very, very careful while moving. This is Vilumangalam's request to Krishna. So baby turned upside down, and while turned upside down, the nose hit the floor. Nose hit the floor. So everybody got concerned. He's going to cry now. So because Krishna's nose has hit the floor, and whenever that happened, they will take him and put him back into the older position again. But as soon as he put him back in the normal state on the back side, lying on the back, he wants to turn again. So this way it can carried on. Authanika kauduga plave. That is what those two words are indicating. Authanika kauduga means all these things, what was happening. And this carried on for a while. And janmarksha yogena. Not only that, janmarksham. Janmarksham means that is his birthday also, and lot of people had come because of this. Krishna's birthday celebration has started. Krishna never, that was never given up. It was something. It was the biggest festival for Vrajam, and those who had come, Yashoda has told all of them, don't go home, stay back here whole day to stay back. And Yashoda has told everybody that you should only go home after you had your meal and everything. Vaditra Gitam. He mentions there, isn't it? Fourth verse. Yes, look at that. That kadajida uthanika kauduga plave janmarkshayoge samaveta yoshidam vaditra gita dvija mantra vachagai chakara suinur abhishechanam sati. That there was also music was going on. Several instruments were played. Music was going on. Qualified brahmanas, they were chanting the Vedic hymns. Dija mantra vachagai chakara suino abhishechanam sati. That Yashoda Devi was in the middle of all these things, preparing and organizing everything. So Nanda Maharaj's wife Yashoda Devi, that Swasti Vachakam, they say, say that is the name, Chagara Sunyor Abhishejanam Sadi, that they had several rituals to perform on that day. Homam, they were to perform that, and Samagadan Pujayati, says there that Autani, if you look at the sixth verse, Autani Gausukyamana Manaswini Samagadan Pujayati Vrajaugasa Naiva Shunodve Tadidam Sudasya Sal Tadudan Sanarthi Charana Udakshibal. So Samagadan Pujayati, that all those who had come that day, she is the host, Yashoda is the host, she has to be nice to everybody. So naturally she has to talk to everybody, one or two words at least, isn't it? And she was requesting everyone that they should stay back for the feast before going home. And like this way, different things she was talking to them. So it was at that time that they felt that Krishna wants to sleep. Krishna felt sleepy with all the noise around and the people around. So, and at the same time, different gopis were carrying Krishna from one hand to another. So they were patting him and enjoying that association with Krishna. So Krishna was tired by all these things. So they decided that we will put Krishna to rest now. Yashoda Devi gave the breast milk to Krishna and put Krishna to sleep nearby, not far from there. And that day Yashoda Devi decided that Krishna is tired anyway, he's sleeping, so let him sleep. The other boys were there, similar age group, little older than him. So he told all of them, she told all of them, just watch him, I'll leave him here, watch him when he's sleeping. So when they told him, when the cowherd boys were there, they told Yashoda Devi, you can leave him here with us and we will look after him. So with all this understanding, Yashoda did not take Krishna inside, instead put him there itself on a mat or bed, whatever it may be. So they wanted to see Krishna sleeping. That when you, it is interesting to watch the baby sleeping, isn't it? Their little belly coming up, going down, going down. It's an interesting scene to watch. That it's not interesting to see, watch us sleeping. We lock the door, don't come inside. So, and Krishna sleeping, it was interesting to watch. Everybody wanted to watch Krishna sleeping also. So, if they take him inside, while sleeping, Krishna will make some noises. Sometimes baby like makes all sorts of funny noises. They see some dream inside. Sometimes they dream, and then they smile. And you start thinking, what are they smiling about? So when you observe all those things, it's very funny to watch them. So cowherd boys, they also wanted to see how he is sleeping. And he says here, says there, that the when they were sleeping, he says here, that there was a small cart lying closer to them, which was filled with different bottles and all that, mainly sugar candy, grapes, honey, and various kinds of things like that, which was for used for the householder's life. And they were all bottled, and the bottles were kept on this particular cart nearby to them. And Yashoda Devi brought a very fine, nice cloth, and closer to that, underneath that, Krishna was lying there and sleeping there. And the cowherd boys, who are all Yashoda's, Yashoda likes all of them, because they are all Krishna's friends, in other words. Yashoda has given them some sweet to eat, and told them, sit here and watch Krishna. And so they agreed to do that, and they were sitting, enjoying the sweet, as well as watching Krishna. In that way, they were there. So, at that time, they were, because Yashoda has told them to look at Krishna, to watch Krishna, they were looking at Krishna all the time. By looking at them, they were noticing how Krishna was moving the hands in the sleep, how the belly was coming up and down, all other kinds of things. They were observing that. And sometimes, the way Krishna was smiling, they were noticed it. So, one cowherd boy was saying to another one, Krishna is smiling in the sleep, in the sleep. And another cowherd boy was saying, he kept the close the boy's mouth who said this. He said, Yashoda Devi has told us not to make any noise. If you start speaking, he will wake up. So don't disturb him. So like this, the children were talking to each other. So while all this was going on, and the little belly was coming upside down, even when sometimes flies will come, because of all the sweets and other things, flies will freely come. And they were also there. So they did not realize. Suddenly this cart which was there, it broke into pieces and fell into and thrown into all different directions. This particular cart that was parked there with all the different bottles of honey, sugar candy and grapes and everything, it all broke into pieces and flown away in different directions. Nobody knew what was happening. Nobody. That is the arrival of Shakadasura. Shakadasura is the cart, Asura in the cart form. He entered into that cart and his intention was to break the cart and fall on Krishna and kill him. But Krishna, who knows, who is situated in Shakadasura's heart also, who knows what is going to happen, knowing this very well, Krishna suddenly moved his feet and the kicking of the feet, the whole thing collapsed, fell off. So, that is why Shuka Brahmashi mentions there, Sarva Andaryami. Andaryami means one who is present in everybody's inside. He knows before we know what we are going to do. This is the important bit. One who knows what we are going to do, one who knows before we do it. So that is why Sarvandaryami, who is present in everyone's heart, how he is and sense this, and it was Shakadasura's technique that straight away to fall into Krishna. It was at that time that Krishna kicked him and the whole cart broke into pieces. Everybody got shock seeing this. See how Shiva Brahmarshi mentions this? Vidvastha nana rasa kupya bhajanam vityastha chakraksha vibhinna kuvaram. Vidvastha nana rasa kupya bhajanam vityastha chakraksha vibhinna kuvaram. Seventh verse. Atha shayanasya shishoranvalpagam pravalamrudangrihatam vivartada vidvastha nana rasa kupya bhajanam vyatyastha chakraksha vibhinna kuvaram. Different rasams in there means yogurt, honey, sugar candy, all different things, isn't it? All that bottles completely broken into pieces. Vidvastam nana rasa kupya bhajanam vyatyastha chakraksha vibhinna kuvaram. Even the cart wheels all have broken into pieces, thrown into different directions. And the whole created a big scene there. The cowherd boys who were sitting there, they didn't know what was happening. They couldn't understand. Only some time back, this Pudanamoksham happened. Now this is the second incident. Yashoda, hearing all this sound and noise, what was happening there, came and took the baby straight away. Asked them, Kimidam, Kimidam, what's happening? What's that? Gopi, the cowherd boys who were present there, that all we know, that we saw him kicking the cart with the feet, and you'll see in the 10th verse, that Nate, Nate, Shraddhadire Goba, Bhala Bhashida Mityuda, Aprameyam Belam Tasya, Bhala Gasya Nate Vidu, Nate Shraddhadira Goba, Bhala Bhashida Mityuda, Aprameyam Belam Tasya, Balagasya nati vidum. That they couldn't understand what was happening. A baby like him, Krishna, if he kicks, will a cart will break like this into pieces? Therefore, Shuka Brahmashi is saying there, Balagasya nati vidu. Those boys didn't know what was happening. Aprameya balam tasya. Krishna's aprameya balam. Aprameya balam means that the power, unusual power, Aprameya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu. The boys didn't understand the power of that kick. They didn't know that. That's why. So they were asking each other that such a little baby, if he kicks a cart, can this happen? And I have seen him kicking with the feet, and everybody was saying that, Maya Drishta, I have seen he is kicking. All the other boys were supporting him, what he was saying. Yashoda was asking, what has happened? Yashoda's question was, what is happening? What's going on? So the cowherd boys were saying, we all saw him kicking him with the feet. And some cowherd men came up at that time and said, how can that be? If a little boy like Krishna's age kicks a cart, how can that break into pieces like this and whole thing gets shattered in this way? That's what it was. That was the confusion in the middle of all these things. So that's why he says here, Maya Drishtam, that says, Kumaragasya asya payodhar arthinam, pramo prarodane loilapadam bujahadam, Maya Maya Drishtamano vibhayagal, didishate balaka balaka jagum. Maya Maya Drishtamano vibhayagal. I have seen, every one of them were saying to Yashoda Devi, explaining to Yashoda what has happened. That Maya Maya Drishtavi. So one boy was saying this. Another boy is saying, you didn't see it properly. I have seen it. I'll tell you, he says to Yashoda Devi. So every cowherd boy there, who were present there, they were all claiming that they have actually seen what has happened. And ultimately what happened was, Yashoda was so confused. He says, Pravalanam tamram kimidam padam kshadam sarojaram yonukarao virojidaha iti prasarpan karuna tarangidam tadangam abas parashurangana janaham. When this happened, Pravalanamram kimidam padam kshadam sarojaram yonukarao virojidaha. That it was an opportunity for gopis to take Krishna again in their hands. This gave an opportunity for her. Melpathur asked Krishna, did you not do this for the same reason? That you wanted to be carried by the gopis. Therefore you did all this, you made all these things. Krishna says, we'll come to that later. Every time a claim is put on, so he says to him, that what has happened, gopis and the cowherd boys, they were a little bit worried. What were they worried about? Has he got hurt? They were not worried about the cart was broken, all the things were shattered. They were not worried about that. Is Krishna got hurt? That was their concern. Immediately, they took Krishna into the hands. Gopis took her into the hands. And as usual, they put Krishna into Yashoda's lap and asked Yashoda to give the breast milk, to breast milk. And and the whole cart is lying there broken, and there is ghee in the bottles there, sugar candy, grapes, so many things in the glass jars. It's kept there, and there was a nice cloth which was spread at the bottom of that where Krishna was lying there. So when all these things were happening, that they could, gopis were saying there that Yashoda Devi was giving milk and Krishna was drinking milk from Yashoda's breast. At that time, suddenly Krishna got an idea. What was Krishna's idea was that he immediately brought his yoga Aishwarya Siddhi. What was that? Garima. Means suddenly to increase the weight of the body. And Yashoda could not understand, why is this body so heavy? The body started feeling so heavy that Yashoda could not even lift the body. So it is offensive to say this, but actually Yashoda could not lift the body. So what did Yashoda do? Just roll the body to the ground like a wooden log or something. Had to, because she couldn't carry the weight. It was so heavy. Krishna was so heavy. It was decided, Yashoda said, I couldn't handle this anymore. So she just pushed the body onto the ground. And what can be done? So mother felt that perhaps the village women, how they think, somebody must have cast a bad eye on the baby in the villages, all these kinds of things happen, isn't it? village people, isn't it? Villages, these are in the cities, there is no such thing. All these problems are gone. So village women, with their in that natural village nature in them, that's what you find there. That they're saying that somebody must have cast some bad eye on the child. Even now you can see sometimes when they build new big houses, they will put some form there so that you don't feel envy about the new house. They look at this form and your envy goes away with that. So these are among the people in villages, particularly these thoughts. So has anything happened? They were thinking like that. You will see there what was arranged then at that time, that Bhumau Nithayatam Gopi Vismida Bharapedida Mahapurusha Madadhyo Jagadamasa Karmasu. So Yashoda Devi, seeing this heavy weight of Krishna, thought that somebody has done cast some bad eye on the baby. So normally the village people, they have a certain ways of dealing with this. What they do in several places, certain things they will collect together, like chilies or mustards and so many things like that. They'll bring it together. And they have their own mantras to chant to remove that influence of the demonic forces, and take everything to the fire and put it in the fire. And if naturally in the fire everything is offered, and with that it is removed. That's their belief in that way. So here also, that is what he's mentioning there. Jagadamasa karmasu. That karmam meant for removing the bad influences, if any, has influence, which has caused this problem for Krishna's body. Otherwise, why the body is getting so heavy? Yashoda was thinking like that. So she thought what she has to do is this, to remove that evil effect on Krishna's body, for which she has performed the ritual what she knew. Like gopis had their own system going there. They're on their own system working there. So Yashoda Devi followed that system, custom what they were following there. So she was praying at the same time, if anything has happened to Krishna, that, and she was removing, taking everything from her Krishna's body so that everything is taken away. So, and when that was over, it was the right time. It was all organized obviously by Krishna in that way. By then, another gopis were present there. By now, Krishna was alone. When Yashoda Devi went to the fire to offer everything into the fire, Krishna was alone, and Trinavarta has come and lifted him at that time. The demon called Trinavarta has come. It's the third one. Putana is over and Shakadasura is over. Now Trinavarta has come. Trinavarta came and Krishna held on to his neck straight away. And Trinavarta started feeling the pressure from the squeeze, what Krishna was squeezing his neck. And he is flying. Trinavarta is flying. You can see from the name itself that he can fly in the sky. He's going into the sky. So, while flying, Yashoda Devi and others were inside. They couldn't see Krishna anywhere. Krishna is not seen anywhere. Trinavarta has gone into the sky. Nobody knew where Krishna has gone. And now, up in high in the sky, the conversation between Trinavarta and Krishna. Trinavarta is saying to Krishna, leave me now, please leave me, he's saying. Krishna says, I won't leave you. You have taken me, I won't leave you. Only after you get back to the spiritual world, I'll let you go. So this is Trinavarta's response. So Krishna made sure, right high in the sky, that he is dead. After that, Krishna came down. Trinavarta came and Krishna also came back. Body came back, Krishna came back. So Krishna's nature is this. If anybody catches him, he will eventually get him to the spiritual world. Only after that he will leave him. Otherwise he won't let him go. This is the Trinavarta's interesting pastime. Trinavarta and Putana also said, leave me alone. Krishna says, no, you got me. I caught you now. You can't go. Same thing with Trinavarta also. You have come to me. You have taken me. I can't let you go now. So this is the attitude. So, and by that, when Travartha fell back, there was no noise at all. Why? Because he couldn't cry, make any noise. It's all done at the sky, at the very higher level. So, Pudana says, Pudana vani bhinna karna, vinnahrat karna mastahaha. That because of Pudana, when Pudana cried, vinnahrat karna mastahaha. That means, the sound of Pudana's crying was such, it has actually broken the eardrum of the people who were present there. It was so noisy when Pudana died. Trinavarta died, there was no noise at all. Namastaha. So, it is for this, and because it happened with Pudana's time, this time Krishna didn't want that. People should feel the problem of killing Trinavarta, the sound, the noise, everything. Therefore, killing was done up in the sky. And when he came down, Trinavarta came down and fell on the ground, that Gobhadadur, in the Agnanam Ambujakarena Bhavandamitya Gobhadadur Girivaradiva Nilaratnam. When the cowherd men saw on Trinavarta's body Nilaratnam, this blue diamond lying there on Krishna's body, Agnanam Ambujakarena Bhavandamithyam Gobhadadur Girivaradiva Nilaratnam. Then, just like when you go to big mountains, sometimes in the caves you get certain jewels, certain special jewels, and the way cowherd men picked up the baby from there and brought him back and handed over to Nanda Maharaj was like that, as though they have got a very expensive and valuable jewel from the forest. In such a way they brought it back, and as though as a blue diamond stone they have got it and they have given it to him. So one cowherd man to another cowherd man, cowherd boys, they were busy with that. That he says, Egaigamashu parigrahya nikamanandam nandadi goba parirabda vijumbidangam adadukama parishangida gobanari hastambuja pravadidam pranamo bhavandam. That exactly like the cowherd girls, the gopis were moving Krishna from one hand to the another, the cowherd men also did exactly the same thing with Krishna. Same thing with Krishna. And hastambuja pravanidam, that adadu kama charidam. And at that time, these gopis were waiting there when they brought Krishna back. And they handed over again Krishna to Yashoda Devi for Krishna to. And when they handed over, this time, Krishna didn't show any difficulty. Just like sometimes babies jump from somebody's hands to somebody else's hand when you show the hands, isn't it? So in a similar way, from Gopi's hands, Krishna jumped into Yashoda's hands. When they didn't have to hand it over, they just jumped into her hands. And they were always thinking that when Krishna did that, Yashoda felt happy that nothing has happened to him. Every moment is an anxiety for Yashoda about Krishna. And so that is why you will see there in the verses there. Idi 24th verse. Idi khara pavana chakrapam suvarshe sudapadavim abala vilakshamatam adhikaranamanus marandya shochal bhuvipadida mrudavalsaka yadha gau. Bhuvipadida mrudavalsaka yadha gau. That Yashoda, what was happening to Yashoda at this time? Yashoda was lying totally shaken and in an unconscious state, more or less. But all what has happened, she couldn't understand what was going on. So when she got Krishna back in the hands, she felt happy. Immediately she fed the milk to Krishna and wiped off all her tears, everything, and felt a lot of relieved. And in a usual way, the gopis wanted to do all the purifications for Krishna, which is a simple village people, isn't it? So, one thing what you will notice here in the Bhagavadam, that in this particular instance, in the Bhagavadam, that everywhere it is not spoken in detail, that purificatory process. Only in some instances it is spoken. So, and you can see here that the purification, what has been done, Ridu Ubalabhya Nandasunam Pavana Uparatapam Suvarshavegi Tranavarta Shandrayo Vatyarubatharyo Hari Krishna Navohodhandam Nashakno Bhuri Bharaprad. So, here, that in every instance, Gopi's purification process is not spoken in detail. Only in case of Pudana's time, first time, what Gopis have done is spoken. But it was repeated every time when the different demons were killed. So, and that is how in the Bhagavadam, Shuka Brahma, she has spoken only once. So, that means, using Krishna's words, they were purifying Krishna. Using Krishna's words, they were removing Krishna's fear from inside. They were thinking as a baby, he must have got frightened. So they were chanting Krishna's names to get the fear out of Krishna's inside. So that is why it is mentioned like that. And then, Vadalmajam, Vadalmagam Danijam Eva Mai Pradhunvan, Vathol Bhavan Mamagadan Kimano Dhunoshi, Kimu Karami Karami Punarab Anilala Yesha. Vadalmagam Danijameva Mai Pradhunvan, Vadol Bhavan Mamagadan Kimano Dhunoshi. When Melpatur was saying to Krishna that this Tranavarta is a personification of air, Vadalmajan. Vadalmajam Vadalmagam Danijameva Mai Pradhunvan, you have killed him and released him from his misery. Why do you not release my misery? He is suffering from, it is related to Vadam, isn't it? The problem what he has. Why you don't release that? Says, Vadalmagam Danijameva Mai Pradhunvan, Vadol Bhavan Mamagadan Kimno Dunoshi, why do you keep me in this body still? I have to live with this pain. And the influence of that demon, Asura, Tranavarta, Gopis have managed to take it away from Krishna, isn't it? Melpatur says that you have the capacity to do that, to remove the effect of that demon. And that demon... And not only that, the gopis have come and they have chanted the holy names to free you from the problems. But why did you not cure my illness? This was a request from Melpatur to Krishna. Nothing happened because Krishna wanted to have the whole Narayaniyam completed. Krishna's thinking was, if I cure this illness today, he'll be gone tomorrow. So, this will not happen. Narayaniyam wouldn't happen. So, it is on his request it had happening. So, he had to wait. There was no choice in that. So, Yashoda has a lot of concern, anxiety about Krishna. So, what is all going to happen now? 2-3 incidents were enough for first Pudana, then Shakadasura, now Tranavarta. With these 3 incidents, Yashoda was very concerned about it. And why is all these things happening to us? Why is all these things happening? Nanda Maharaj said to Yashoda, that Vasudeva has spoken like this. A lot of incidents are going to happen like this. Now, you have to remember, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda does not know yet who this baby is. Vasudev know to some extent, because in the prison a lot of things were already spoken, isn't it? But Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has not seen Krishna yet as the absolute truth. they know that it is their son, it's their child, they are showing all the love and affection for him, and the affection from the gopis is all there. So, because they didn't know anything about Krishna, but at the same time, these things are happening at home. What happened with Pudana? What happened with Shagadasura? What happened with Trinavata? So they are, as husband and wife, father and mother, they are talking to each other. Why all these things are happening in our house? It's quite unusual. He had come ever since these kind of problems are coming up like that. So usual tendency, what's that? To go to the astrologer. Isn't it? Traditionally that is the system. They went to the astrologer to find out what's going wrong. So that is how it is. This Trinavarta story is an introduction for Gargamuni to come home. And that is the point, that is what is spoken there. Yashoda says, lot of problems are happening ever since this baby has born. We must look into his horoscope and find out what's happening. So she kept, first it comes from the mother. Mother puts the pressure. Father is not so serious. Father takes time to come to that conclusion. Ultimately, to please the mother, father will agree. This is the normal system everywhere, isn't it? Father won't take an initiative. He will keep quiet, he will tolerate as long as he can. But then finally, when the pressure builds up, the father takes the decision to go ahead with it. So Nanda Maharaj used to say that I'm waiting for the right time to come. He was trying to slow it down as much as possible. And I'm looking for a very good astrologer to come to talk about it. But it will happen one day. Like this, he used to pacify her. But when things get worse, Yashoda gets disturbed, she comes back again to Nanda Maharaj and keep reminding him again and again. So when Yashoda started insisting a lot, at that time, Nanda Maharaj used to say to him, yes, yes, we can have that. Vasudeva has spoken about this to me. Not only that, he also has to have name-giving ceremony, Namagaranam. That has to happen. And he told me that for his son, that is Balram, Garga Maharshi will come one day and he will do, along with that we can conduct the name-giving ceremony for Krishna also. In this way they were, this is a conversation between Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. So, and Vasudeva has promised me that as soon as he gets an opportunity to see Gargamuni, he will arrange to send him here and as soon as possible. And I'm waiting for that. He says, I'm waiting for that. So, that is why you will see that in the 8th chapter. It comes in the 7th chapter itself that slowly coming into astrologer, that verse. Drishtva albudani bahudho bahusho nandagobo brihadvani vasudeva vacho bhuyo manayamasa vismidaham. Vasudeva vacho bhuyo manayamasa vismida. 33 verse in 7th chapter. Drishtva albudani bahusho nandagobo brihadvani. Nanda Maharaj was also feeling the necessity to talk to an astrologer. Why? Because of all these incidents happening. Drishtva albhudani bahudo, wonderful things. And at that time he remembered what Vasudeva has told him. Vasudeva vacho bhuyo manayamasa vismida. That he remembered at that time what Vasudeva has told him, that a lot of things are going to happen and therefore it is important to come to bring an astrologer. So he also started thinking that whatever Vasudeva has spoken is all coming true. And there must be something amazing things about this particular baby. And all the time, different dangers are happening for him, for the baby. And every time, Nanda Maharaj was chanting the holy name of Hari. Hari Sharanam, Hari Sharanam. And in that way, Nanda Maharaj was passing his time and he wanted to look into the horoscope. And he was thinking, it would be nice if Garga Maharshi comes here, Gargamuni comes there. Shuga Brahmarshi says there at that time, my dear Parikshit, that while this was happening, there was another experience Yashoda Devi had. So already the desire was there to bring Garga Maharshi there to make the horoscope of Krishna. And in the middle of all these things, this incident happened with Yashoda Devi. she was feeding Krishna the breast milk. At that time, suddenly, Mukham Lalayadi, while patting at Krishna's face, Krishna opened the mouth. See that 35th verse. Pida prayasya janani sa tasya ruchi rasmidam mukham lalayadi rajan jrumbhado dadrashemidam. Mukham lalayadi. Mukham lalayadi means she was just massaging the face like that. And at that time, mukham lalayadi rajan jrumbhado dadrashemidam. Suddenly a jrumbhanam. That she was in a shock. She was in a shock. That this Krishna had certain ways of while drinking the breast milk also. Some kind of things what the babies do, funny things they do, isn't it? So after drinking the milk, when he had enough of milk in the mouth, that little by little he'll bring one of his feet into the mouth. And similarly with one right hand hold the left leg, or left hand hold the right leg, and smile at keeping the milk in the mouth, smile at Yashoda's face. And similarly, pull the clothes from Yashoda's body and offend her, upset her, whatever way possible, having some fun with her in this way. So this is a different childish nature. And Yashoda at that time, seeing all these funny dealings with Krishna, will massage Krishna's face and says to him that I don't have so much time for you. I have got a lot of things to do at home, work at home. And at that time, Krishna won't let her go. He'll start sucking the milk. Although he had enough milk, he will start sucking the milk again, won't let her go. So eventually, Yashoda will try to leave the baby behind, lie on his own, and she wants to go. So at that time, Krishna will start sucking more milk as though he is hungry, even though he is not. In this way, this conversation between the mother and the son goes on. So, and Krishna wants to hear, I will leave you alone and go. Krishna wants to hear that from the mother. And all kinds of childish way Krishna used to deal with pulling her nose, pulling her hair, and pulling the different eardrops in the ears, and touching all that and giving a feeling to Yashoda Devi that he wants to pull that out. And Yashoda was getting a little bit upset about that, but Yashoda is enjoying at the same time and looking at Krishna's face and looking at that time, what did he say? That he says here that jrumbhado dadrshe idam, dadrshe idam, the three verses. What happened at that time? Kamrodasi jodirani gamasham surya indu vanni shwasanam budimscha divan nagam suddhu hidarvanani bhutani yani sthira jangamani saviksha vishwam sahasarajan samjadave padhu sammilya mrgashabakshi netre asit suvismitaha. Those two verses is what Mrgashabhakshi, Yashoda Devi, saw in Krishna's mouth at that time. Kam rodasi jyotir anikam asham. The whole sky, all the planets, jyotir, all the planetary system, anikam asham, surya, sun, moon, indu, vanni, shosana, ambudisham. All the oceans, mountains, rivers, everything. Dvipan, nagamstu, duhidur vasani, vanani, bhudaniyani, sthira jangamani. Bhudaniyani, sthira jangamani. Sa viksha vishwam sahasa rajan samjadave padu. Seeing that, Yashoda had the greatest shock in her life, which has never happened before. Samjadave padu. Sammili mrgasha bhakshi, netre asit suvismidaha. Then, Vedantam comes here. In this verse, you can see that Vedantic view is the world is not outside, it is inside. That is the world is corroborated here. That our vision of the world, what we see through the eyes, what we see through the hear through the ears, what we smell through the nose, what we taste through the tongue, which we call as the world, which means experience of the senses. These experience of the senses it is not happening in the senses itself. It is happening in the self. It is due to the presence of the Atma inside, we have the experience of the world. If the Atma is not there, experience of the world doesn't exist. Isn't it? Experience of the world doesn't exist if the Atma is not present there. In this particular pastime, if Yashoda has seen everything in Krishna's mouth, when Krishna opened the mouth, and see what Yashoda has seen, how did this, it is the experience of Yashoda in himself, of what is this creation means. The Vedantic principle is that creation exists. We don't say creation does not exist. Vedantam is saying, where is it experienced? That's more important than the... That means, drik is more important than the drishyam. Drishyam is what you are seeing. But where is it experienced? That's more important. That is in the self, in the presence of the Atma. So, this verse here, jrumbhado dadrishe idam. Drishyam gets dissolved in the drik. Drishyam is not important anymore. It is the drik that he is seeing and experiencing there. So, experience is in the drik. It's not in the drishyam. Drishyam is experienced in the drik. So, that is what he is saying here. The whole creation Yashoda Devi saw there in Krishna's mouth. And Yashoda asked for help, calling all other gopis to come to look at Krishna's mouth. Isn't it? I'm seeing the whole world in his mouth. Yashoda is saying here, Sahasa Rajan Samjadave Padu. Look at that. Sa Visha Vishwam Sahasa Rajan Samjadave Padu. The forest, the ocean, the mountains, so many things I am seeing here. And she got frightened. She closed her eyes and she fell there, seeing this. First shock. And this is the first time universal form, Krishna's universal form, saw in this world. You will see in the Bhagavatam, there are several instances. Second time, there is appearance of universal form again. And then there is, Mahabali had the universal form. Arjuna had a universal form. So in so many instances in the Bhagavatam, you will see Krishna's universal form appearing. But that every universal form is different, depending on the person who is seeing that. First person who is seeing that. So Rohini came over there and took the baby from Yashoda's lap, and there was an interesting conversation between Yashoda and Rohini at that time, that Yashoda is saying to Rohini, I have seen the whole universe in the mouth. Rohini smiled hearing this. How is that possible? Rohini is saying this. But I know why it is, he said. Rohini says that that his teeth is coming out, isn't it? So sometimes mothers put the finger inside to check how many teeth have come. So babies, what they do, they bite at that time. Sometimes it's bitten so strongly, you get a very heavy bite. And because of the pain, the mother will see the whole universe. You must have seen the universe like that. Rohini's commentary on the whole thing. Rohini is saying to Yashoda, he must have bitten and you must have got that pain and you must have felt that you are seeing the whole universe. He says like that to her. So, Rohini seeing all these things, Rohini said, I will check out, and saying, Rohini put her hand into the mouth of Krishna. Krishna gave a goodbye to Rohini also. So at that time Rohini confirmed, yes, exactly that's what it is. He says to Krishna. So, and says to Yashoda, Yashoda, nothing to worry. These things do happen when the babies have their teeth first time coming out. You will start seeing the heavenly planet, the earthly planet, the lower planetary systems, everything at the same time. And saying this, she tried to pacify Yashoda, but Yashoda was not easily pacified. Somehow Rohini was trying to smooth the whole thing off, playing it very cool and keeping it, but Yashoda did not understand what was going on, neither Rohini either. So Rohini, Yashoda is saying there at that time, and this is not a joke. This is not a joke. The whole world I have seen creation inside. And you are telling me the teeth is coming out. That's why. It's teething, therefore it is. So I want to see this, Yashoda. and Rohini, Yashoda goes to Rohini, and Rohini has Krishna on her lap at that time. And Yashoda looked at Krishna again. And Rohini at that time says to Krishna, "Did you frighten Yashoda while drinking the milk?" Yashoda is saying to her. So Rohini, Krishna says to him, and made Krishna can speak, cannot even speak properly now. So when Rohini asked this question, Krishna started smiling, didn't answer anything like that, and showing the little teeth that was coming out, it was showing outside. And in that happiness, they were all having a great time. That it is at that time that they decided to have a look at the horoscope seriously. So with Tranavarta, this incident was decided, but with this showing this universes in the mouth, it was confirmed that straight away we should look at the horoscope, and so we'll discuss it after a few minutes.
Dina Dehatma Prabhu ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.